You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment. Last week on the Glass Cannon Podcast.
You are in a tropical jungle and not likely one anywhere near Avesta. You see a pair of brilliant ropes connect a nearby hill to the pyramids in the distant mountains, and you see tiny dots like a gondola.
I think we know our destination. Let's go through the jungle toward the hill.
Yeah.
There is a scream, and you look up and you see this creature that looks like a cross between a monkey and a scorpion.
What is that horrible thing?
It looks down at Asta. And it shoots its harpoon tail down.
That is a crit.
That's a crit?
Damn. And I'm down.
Talitha, what do you do?
I will take a shot with the hand crossbow. 9 points of damage.
Nice.
And it falls out of the
tree. Yes!
We have no idea like what kind of threats could be lurking for us here.
Yeah.
Onward.
Onward.
All the more reason to get to this, whatever this civilization may be.
You come upon a rushing river. Its wide waters are red as blood.
And so we need to go across these rocks.
And as Brother Ramius, you take a glance back to look at this massive snail-like creature.
Oh, no.
Rising out of the water, and it just rears itself back.
The adventure continues now.
Has anyone at this table ever greased a palm?
Yep.
Is that a euphemism? Wait, is that a... Yeah, what does that mean?
Never greased the old palm?
You never greased a palm?
Is that when you put money in somebody's hand?
Yes, because you want to get something, maybe a nicer table, maybe entry into a club.
Well, I'm not in the mafia, so no.
Okay, well, Skin went right to yes.
I have greased some palms.
Greased a palm. Give me an example of the last palm you greased, or the one that you want to talk about.
Names and locations.
Yes, I was 20 years old, and I was trying to get into a old Chicago in Denver.
The pizza place?
Yeah. Because we're trying like different, because we had our fake IDs that we made, because our friends were, they were art majors down at going to school at Colorado Springs. Mm-hmm. And what they did was they made like a giant version of a Colorado, no, it wasn't Colorado, no, it was a New Mexico driver's license, mm-hmm, with like different letters you could swap out.
Oh, fun.
Oh.
And so then you'd stand in front of it, take a Polaroid, cut it out, laminate it, and it, you know, at first glance, it looks...
At a passing glance.
There was a guy growing, when I was growing up in Jersey, who did the same thing, except they did not have the forethought to be able to swap out the letters. So every fake idea had the same name.
Oh my gosh.
I remember that night like really vividly, because it was also the first night that Nick Shelton was making, he had his moonshine still. So it was the night that we broke out the moonshine for the first time and we were making our fake IDs and we were trying like hell to get into all these different bars and clubs. And that was our last shot, was old Chicago. So I was just like, I got this. It's just like, we'd really like to come in here and hang out tonight. I passed with like $20. And they were just like, all right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Worked.
A successful greased palm.
Yep.
Nice.
Gotta love a good greased palm. Have you ever greased a palm?
No.
I feel like you've greased a palm.
No. I've done the weird, unnecessary, like folded up cash in the handshake for like a tip for a contractor. You know what I mean? Like between an unneeded. It was not a bribe. It was like a tip or money owed.
Like the tip from my wedding DJ. Did you do that to the wedding DJ?
Yeah, exactly. Like, hey, you played some good songs out there. Why didn't you just hand him the money?
Why are you keeping it as a secret?
It's a dirty secret.
Yeah. But yeah, I think what you're looking for is a bribe. Like, did I ever bribe anyone for anything? No, I can't think of any time I've ever given somebody money to get a little extra special treatment or something.
Really? Yeah. Matthew, I could see you trying to sneak into some Jersey water park.
That's what I do. I couldn't get into the water park.
You can see him walking up, like, from the car. Yeah. No shirt, flip-flops, towel over it, hair everywhere.
Just perhaps like, Abraham Lincoln.
Sir, I'm sorry. You must be this tall to ride. It's like, we don't need to worry about that.
I have greased a palm. So when I was in college, I sold my car because I was living in New York. So I was like, my car was just sitting at my parents' house. So I was like, what do I need this car for? And then I came home for, like, every time I was home for a summer or something. And like, I remember I went to a wedding and I took my dad's car and I was feeling really nervous about it because he's very intense about like no scratches on the car.
Sure.
So
most dads aren't like that.
Yeah, I know. Unlike all other dads.
Right.
So I greased the palm of the valet at the wedding venue.
Like, take care of this.
Yeah, that's what came.
It's a cool move.
Yeah,
nice
that's
car.
Very,
like,
very
take
mafia,
a care of this.
So.
Yeah,
I don't think it was. I don't think it was that cool. I think it was mostly me shaking with terror.
Yeah, a little bit of a tip, but it's borderlines bribe territory.
You know, yeah. I hung out with. Actually, it was one of Caitlin's former coworkers, and his thing was like when he would get to a bar, he would just like he would order a drink and immediately tip a ridiculous amount to be like, say the bartender, like, I don't know you, it's not my place, but we're gonna be cool, and like I'll take care of that.
Wedding open bars. Yeah. I'll like go up, especially if it's like crowded.
Yeah.
First drink I order, I'll just be like, give him $20.
Yeah.
Be like, thanks, man. And not saying anything.
Stop what you're doing when you see me come back up later tonight.
Right, exactly. Oh. When you walk back up, like,
that's a
what
pro
can I get
move,
you, sir.
That's a pro move.
That's a pro move.
A big tip on your first drink if you're going to be there all night.
Kind of is a
big
bribe.
Tip.
Yeah. Because you're like, well, I'm important.
Please take care of me.
Yeah, take care of me.
For that coworker, and then the way I've done it in the past, it's like, you know, it's usually if you're like with a big group and you're going to be annoying, like I'm going to come up and order a bunch of stuff. So it's just like, I'm sorry and thank you as a gesture. I'm going to take care of you. And
especially because a lot of people don't tip at open bars. So it's good to like
just
I'm one of the good ones.
Yeah.
I always tip open bar or like the, you know, airport club, whatever. Like, the drinks are free. It's like, here you go. Like, I pretend like I'm paying for the drinks.
There's no such thing as like a free drink.
No.
When somebody's being hired to give it to you. Yeah. It's like, you got to pay for that.
Getting harder and harder, though, because most people don't carry cash on them.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
All I have is 20s.
You have a Venmo.
God, it makes me feel so bad to ask for change for a tip. Like, I'm just like, just take the whole 50. Like, because I don't feel like, could you break this down and then give me change?
Right, here's $100. Can I make sure you give me singles back?
have you watched the Curse on Showtime?
I still need to
watch it. Yeah. I'm very excited.
Because that's like a huge moment in that show. It's just exactly that. Like, it's
asking
like
for change for it.
Yeah. I won't ruin it, but
I was when I my barber right before they raised prices during the pandemic, it was like set up so that you could. I think they did it this way specifically. You could give like if you get like it was like $30 or something for a haircut. So you like gave them $40 and just left it, and they were like,
yeah.
And that it was perfect. And then they raised prices. Now I'm like, all right, now I got to break this 20 ahead of time so I can. It's a mess.
Yeah,
it's tricky. Kate, ever grease a palm at a goat slaughter or something?
A ritual sacrifice.
Are you making fun of my Greek heritage right now?
Orthodox Easter, you ever?
No, I was broke when I lived in New York, so I did not have the money to actually grease palms. But as we all have agreed, tipping people is bribery. And I do tip very well. And I do the same thing where, like, if it's an open bar, like, tip first,
heavy, tip heavy.
Yeah. Yep. I use tips as bribes a bit. Yeah.
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 If you're tipping after, that's not a bribe.
Yeah, I guess before.
I know.
Yeah,
if you're tipping before you receive the service, then it's a bribe.
It's the same thing. Like every time I've moved, you have the movers show up and there's always like some issue where it's like, they didn't tell us you had a television. And then there's like a back and forth and they try to like
extort. Wait a minute. You have a TV?
It always originates from this point where like they think you're not going to tip them. So they're like trying to get more money out of you.
Right. Yeah.
So I've just learned to be like, I'm always going to tip you. I don't care. I'll buy you beer if you want to. Please just move my shit. And then they're always cool.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that. It's probably better to tip them in advance.
Definitely.
Yeah, just I always tip them in cash, and I tell them when they show up, like, I'm going to tip you. Please don't give me the runaround of, like,
Yeah.
We didn't know you had a bed. Like, come on.
What do you? We could call our boss and put that on the manifesto, or you could just make sure you tip them. My guys, I had that exact conversation. Yeah.
Yes, every single time.
What do you tip a mover?
I just always tip everything 30%. Tattooed artists, food.
A dollar an item.
A dollar a book. Right.
Oh, God. I'd spend more on the tip than I went on the film server.
Tipping's getting out of control, though, because now everybody's using online, you know, the stripes and shit. And you go out and buy something that you shouldn't be tipping for.
Well, I went to a show and I went to the merch stand, and the merch stand was like, tip the merch people. And it's like, well, no. Like,
they should be getting
I'm not
paid.
Tipping the merch people.
Yeah. It's like a grocery store. I'm like, I don't think I have to tip the cashier. I'm so confused.
Why am I paying your employees?
Especially after I scanned and bagged all of my items.
Self-checkout's like, would you like to add a tip? I'm like, for the robot? Like,
I don't know. I always just feel bad. I'm like, I know you're probably making no money at this job, and it sucks.
I do end up usually still tipping.
My guilt complex, I tap it anyway.
Yeah.
So, do you ever grease a palm?
Only, like, police or politicians.
Used greenbacks, non-sequential bills.
Yeah.
So when you get pulled over, you get your license hanging out with like a 50. Like,
yeah.
Is there a problem, officer? Do you want me to pull this out?
Yeah.
You stop in the subway. You're like,
sorry, it's stuck in there. Like,
can you get that for me?
No, I don't. I'm a beautiful woman, so I don't really have to do that.
You just get in wherever you want.
They just take care of you.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm joking. I think most.
I mean, you're not. We know that.
That's how society works.
That's how the world works.
I think my fear of rejection, like, is a barring point to me trying to grease palms, because my fear is that I do it and I get rejected, and they're like, "No, thank you."
You're hand the money back.
Yeah, they would give me the money back and be like, "I don't like that you did that," and then I would be like, "Huh." Like, what do you do? What do you do at that point? I don't know. So I don't, leave. I guess my own, you leave, you go home.
They dislike me so much that they'll turn down cash.
Cold hard cash.
Oh my God. Like, but how awful must I be?
I think Kate mentioned the mover thing, which I think is very real. And I do it too. I'll like get them coffee and like waters on deck ready to go. And they show up. I'm like, good morning, guys. Got you some coffees, whatever.
Nice.
Yeah. That's definitely bribery a little bit, like getting them
for sure
to let them know I'm cool, to be like, I'm gonna tip you, we're chill.
So I used to work very briefly when I moved to LA. I worked at the Standard on the Sunset Strip, the
fancy.
Standard LA. Yeah, it was very fancy. This my buddy's crackhead ex-wife got me the job. And
doing
so
what?
I worked. I was like a bouncer / security / customer service guy. Hey, let me help you with your bags. There's the lobby. Let me walk around. I got some stories from my 1 month that I worked at the Standard. But once the club opened up at 8 o'clock. Until 2 a.m, your job was to be at your position. And oftentimes, the best position people like to have was out back, just to make sure that nobody came in through that back gate.
Oh.
And so everybody that worked there was either an animal or an asshole. And the guy who was the manager of the club knew that the bouncers would sneak people in the back and take a bribe. And so we would just be like, no, we're not allowed to do that. So you'd have to like have it set up where one guy that had been there for 10 years was there with you so that he knew to take the bribe and you were the lookout. So I would tend to be the lookout for the manager. But then at the end of the night, the bouncers would just like pool all the money. Didn't matter if you were working that, taking the bribe or not, but it'd be like an extra 600, 700 bucks at the end of the night. And they just split it up amongst the five bouncers.
Like the Wire.
Yeah. It was just a weird, weird thing. And, but we've got a little extra money at the end of the night. And the guy that was in charge of the bouncers, he took his cut. And, that was, so I haven't greased a palm, but I've had my palm greased.
Yeah. You've been bribed.
Wilmer Valderrama gave me a 20.
Wow.
Wow.
And I would have let him in anyway. Seemed like a cool guy. But you don't have to grease your palms to watch this tonight. Unless you want. We'll be back after this break.
Oh, God. Oh, God. If you thought houseplants were just for decoration, think again. NeoPX from NeoPlants brings science and nature together to create a living, air-purifying powerhouse for your home. NeoPX is the world's first plant microbiome system bioengineered to purify the air in your home. Indoor air can be up to 5 times more polluted than outdoors, mainly due to harmful pollutants called VOCs, or volatile organic compounds, that are constantly emitted indoors from thousands of common household products like furniture, paint, cosmetics, and more. NeoPX was invented by PhD scientists to target 3 of the most harmful VOCs found in your home and is up to 30 times better than a regular houseplant at fighting indoor air pollution. It's based on 5 years of research and development, which has enabled NeoPX to capture and recycle VOCs into useful matter like sugar and amino acids. Every month, you just pour the bioengineered formula called Power Drops into the plant soil to supercharge NeoPX's air pollution capacity. NeoPX comes with a self-watering planter called the Shell, so you only have to water it every 2 to 3 weeks. So I live in New York City, and we've had some air pollution problems in the past year. It's gotten a little dystopian. There was one day in particular, and we now have air purifiers in every room of our house. But having a plant system supercharged by science to purify the air at home 24/7 seems like a smart and sustainable choice on top of that. Not just for me, but everyone in my house. When you purchase NeoPX, you will receive 6 Power Drop sachets. To celebrate the launch, NeoPlants is offering a 7th sachet free of charge. That's 1 extra month of pure air for free. Go to neoplants.com/GCN and the code will be applied automatically at checkout. Shipping available within the U.S. and soon to many more countries.
I am so psyched to head down to Philly this weekend for Mother's Day because first and foremost, I love seeing my mom. But secondly, and much more important, for the first time in a few years, I am out of my mind excited about the gift that I got her. I stress about Mother's Day every year, but this year I found out about Aura Frames, and it was just an absolute done deal, no-brainer, no additional shopping stress necessary. It's phenomenal. So this frame, this Aura frame, is a digital picture frame, but it is without a doubt the best, slickest digital frame I have ever seen. Not only does it look like a real frame with a real print picture, the resolution is meticulously calibrated so that from any reasonable distance, you would never know that it's a digital frame. Unless you saw it change, of course, from a distance, but the changing is the best part. You can set it to cycle through pictures at a custom pace that you set, and you create the library that it cycles through by using the cloud and other devices. Multiple phones can be connected to the one Aura frame. So my wife and I are already set up, and we selected like 65 combined pictures or something from our phones. Then once I give this gift to my mom this weekend, we'll set it up on her Wi-Fi, and then I can invite my sisters and they can upload pics to the library. No memory cards. Pictures or videos can be shared from anywhere in the world, and they just appear on the frame. It is so incredible, and I'm so pumped. I'm psyched to give her this gift. And if this sounds good to you, I urge you to jump at the opportunity to grab this as a gift for a mother in your life ASAP. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. The Nash can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code GCN at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Folks, we're back. Want to give a big shout out to our sponsors, Foundry VTT, Demiplane, and Norris Foundry. They're great.
They're fantastic.
They're really, really great. Yeah. We recently made the move on our touring show, Strange Aeons, over to Foundry VTT. We had 2 shows a couple weeks ago, and man, smooth as butter.
Yeah, and it was really cool. We speculated that we would have a good time there, and it turns out we did have a really good time.
We sure did.
Yes, we sure did. And the combination of moving to Foundry and then also having one of the top 3 screens we've ever had on tour at the
show. My God.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it was like a movie theater.
IMAX.
Screen. An IMAX of Foundry.
We played at a lot of awesome venues, but that was the best one. Yeah. I think that was the best venue we played at.
I agree. Austin was awesome. And that screen with Foundry, it looked just incredible. It was awesome.
I'd say the only bigger screen we've had was in Dallas.
Yeah.
For show number 3.
They do it big in Texas, man.
That's how they do it. Big and better. Well, in just a couple weeks, which is fucking crazy, we're going to be back on the road. We're going to be in Vancouver on May 23rd, and then we'll be in St. Paul on May 25th. But that show is sold out.
Woo! St. Paul!
Sold out. We're trying to see if we can release like a couple more tickets from some of the comps that we have. We're trying to see if
people's
we
can family members.
Yeah, sorry, your family members come. We're going to sell those seats. Then we'll be in Denver next month on June 20th, followed by Nashville on the 22nd, and then Indianapolis for Gen Con. Just announced, in addition to Glass Cannon Live and Call of Cthulhu Live in Indianapolis during Gen Con. We're doing four shows at Gen Con. They're going to be on sale once the Gen Con event catalog goes live for sale on May 19th. We're doing Get in the Trunk Live on Thursday of Gen Con. We're doing another Call of Cthulhu show on Friday of Gen Con. Blades in the Dark, The Busted Mufflers, and Starfinder 2E Playtest Live. Get those tickets! But now, roll for initiative.
Oh! I forgot we're right there.
I mean, jumping right in.
We are just jumping.
Hang on, we might have to stop. I think there's something wrong with my demiplane. It says we're only level 2?
Yeah, only level 2.
This can't be right.
And the part of this new in-studio experience is that you only level up every like 7 or 8 months. It's regardless.
How
it's a new
fun.
It's like some people do milestone. I do like every 7 or 8 months.
Well, you said it was going to be a gritty campaign.
Pretty gritty,
so
yeah.
It's just second level.
Yeah,
you're just going to do it at level, second level, the whole adventure.
You know, maybe after the boss of this book, you can go to third. Or I've been thinking about doing half levels next. You do second and a half.
We used to do that.
We used to do that
in Giant Slayer.
Quarter levels.
So quarter levels.
You got your saves. Your saves.
Yeah, your saving throws, your BAB, your AC, and your skill.
Who was that from? Somebody?
Merwin.
Yeah, but that Merwin. Came
oh, no,
from
no, it
somewhere.
Came from somebody.
Quarter level.
Paizo. It was like a recommended, like on the blog. I can't remember who it was.
It doesn't seem so crazy now, right? Because you'd get a quarter level every 4 hours of play. So right. Every 16 hours, you'd level up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it does make more sense in a way to me to have these improvements happening incrementally rather than all at once. It's just like that's like Matrix shit.
Yeah.
It's like, I know Kung Fu. Like all of a sudden it's just like you learn everything. But I don't know how it would work with 2E, but
yeah, it'd be a little weird. I'm sure you could.
It'd be a little weird, but yeah.
Well, maybe if you beat this creature, you'll level up today. We'll see.
Snail better be fucking rich, I'll tell you that much.
You guys are deep in the jungle. You fought this monkey with a harpoon tail, monkey scorpion thing, and then you come to this river. It looks uncrossable, but you do see a collection of rocks that is slowing down the stream enough that you can leap, 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 leap. Brother Ramius, stoned out of his mind, decides to take the vanguard. He gets very close to the other side of the road when this creature emerges. Let's just take a good look at this son bitch. It is a giant snail, amoeba, very, very gross. Part of it is translucent. It has all this shit coming off its
shell. There's fucking tubes coming out of it.
It has holes in its shell with these
lots of legs.
Out of it.
Also, it's like a millipede.
Lots of legs.
Hot take.
Yeah, but they're all like little crab legs.
Hot take. I kind of like it.
I like the art.
Would. I like it.
The art is great.
I think it's kind of cute.
No, you want to do a diplomacy
thing?
Yeah. I would love to talk to him.
Snailman.
Offer it some of your drugs.
We have friends here.
Would you like drugs?
Let's talk initiative. What did you get, Buggles?
I got a 13.
13 for Buggles. Very good. And what about Brother Ramius?
Brother Ramius got a 16.
Okay. You want to roll again? That's why you get your...
He's just excited.
No, I was going to, on air, roll my save for Flayleaf. As should all of you that smoked Flayleaf, whether you were kidding or not.
Which would be Talitha.
It is a poison.
And Scooby-Doo over here.
I did smoke it.
You all did.
Oh, no. Is that a fortitude?
It is a fortitude save. Yes.
What is a...
And I
is,
saved.
What is the pass?
It's a DC 12 fortitude.
I failed.
You failed.
Oh, no. What does that mean?
You get sick?
You get a +1 item bonus to saving throws against mental effects.
Oh.
For 1 hour. I'm assuming we're in the first hour of
Wait,
the
so you
effects.
Get so when you lose, you win.
No, it increases in stages. So
starts off good. Most of the drugs do, right?
Oh,
people at home.
Yep.
Yeah. And then it gets bad.
Yeah, so stage 2, you become fatigued, and then other stuff starts happening. See. So
Zeffy Doo-Doo, what'd you get?
11.
11 for old Zephyr. You guys need to level up to get these initiatives higher.
I know. Our initiatives are terrible.
Talitha.
24.
20.
Oh.
4. Okay. That's good. Asta.
Poopy Kaka, 9.
Wow. I really thought this was the week one of you would roll higher than me, but it was not the week.
I rolled a natural 17.
So you didn't do that great?
No, I didn't. I didn't get that great. But I had some bonuses. It gets a bonus to like stealth while it's underwater and this other shit.
Okay.
And if the water's rushing.
Is that what it rolled for bonus. Initiative? Stealth?
Yeah, it rolled stealth, yeah. All right, so let's get down to business. This large creature rises up out of the water. Oi! Says Hubert Hedge. Look at that son of a bitch! And let's do some attacks here.
Oh, no.
I think it should be a rule that if an NPC is not going to roll initiative, they should not be able to comment during the fight.
That's yeah.
He did roll initiative.
Oh, he did?
Oh, he did.
To try and leap away
as fast as possible. To run away.
All right, so you see it kind of rear itself back.
Right.
And it whips forward. And as it whips forward, a chunk of it seems to detach from it and come flying at you.
At who?
At you, Zephyr. Yes.
Brutal.
Zephyr? Brutal. That's going to be a 23 to hit.
Oh, yes.
All right. Well, a couple things are going to happen. The first thing that's going to happen is you're going to take 13 points of bludgeoning.
Oh, my God.
Bludgeoning damage.
Not good.
Dude.
As this thing comes flying at you. But then what also happens is that little thing that came off its body that came flying at you lands next to you. And it's this little tiny, let's see what it looks like. Looks like a little chunk of
no.
it.
Oh,
that's just a zoomed in picture of its shell.
It's just a little piece of it is sitting next to you and it like starts moving towards
my God.
You.
No!
And it is going to just kind of like lash out at you. And it's very, very small, but it just kind of lashes out at your leg with a little pseudopod.
I guess we want to talk action economy here, or is this a separate creature? What's happening?
It's a minion, so the creature uses its command so that the minion gets to attack with
a
pseudopod.
Two actiones?
It's two actiones.
I hate this fucking thing.
I guess we know now that we're on SETI Alpha 5.
It is
This is SETI Alpha 5!
It's a 28 to hit.
That's a crit.
That's a crit. Okay. Well, luckily it's
the
not a named...
The minion crits?
Not a named John, but it will be 8 points of acid damage.
Oh, shit. It's just like, well, got very, 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 very lucky there. Brother Amius is about dead. He's near death.
Oh, my gosh.
Were you down already?
No. No, we're level 2, Kate.
All right, so Brother Amius
takes...
And
that first hit wasn't even a crit.
A big hit, and then...
skin burning. Oh,
let's see. It will hurl another one of these at Asta.
Come on.
So this one, it lobs a piece of itself. This might be a miss. Actually, with the map, I'm sure that is a miss. Let me just check something.
Don't be so sure.
Does it have the map? It's a range of attack that doesn't count towards the multiple attack penalty, and its multiple attack penalty doesn't apply to this attack. So it is a 21.
Yeah.
It doesn't take multiple attack penalties?
For this particular action. So another one of these things just, boom, hits you for a total of, not too bad, almost max though, 15 points of bludgeoning damage. And now there's a little one of these things next to you. We're having fun. It is Talitha's turn.
Okay.
Right now, three enemies.
I'm going to devise a stratagem.
Okay.
Against whom?
You, to put you out of your misery.
Please. I think you do have to name a target, don't you? When you devise a stratagem?
Yeah, I'm going to attack the snail.
Oh, well, I didn't know you were attacking the little ones.
No, I'm not going to attack the little one. Well, I'm not going to attack anybody, actually, because I rolled a natural 3. So instead, I will take my...
Hoop!
I will take my free knowledge, recall knowledge on the giant snail.
Okay.
Arcana?
Arcana or nature?
19.
No, never seen anything like this back in your Blood River days. Days fishing along the blood rivers of your homeland.
All right. Can I attempt a separate knowledge check on one of the minions?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. I'm kind of stuck here on this rock, so I'll roll on the minion.
You're stuck between a rock and a wet place.
20.
20. No. You think it's probably a piece of that thing since it came off of it.
That seems like a logical conclusion. And then third action, I will attempt to aid Brother Ramius.
Okay. And we'll see how that manifests when the time is right. It's Hubert Hedge's turn. He's like, oh, those car, what's going on with those things? I don't like the looks of those. I'm going to use my actions to get the fuck out of here. See ya. Leap, leap. I wasn't going to fight anyway.
Why is he here? Yeah. Why are we tolerating him at all?
I honestly don't know.
He has no family, no friends.
No one would find the body.
No, he certainly doesn't have any friends.
Join the
no
club,
one
would ask Hubert.
He has been nothing but kind, and he has nowhere else to go.
He made a really, really inappropriate comment.
He's been something other than kind.
Running away from battle is not kind.
That was his brother Harry speaking. He didn't even understand the implications of the joke when he made it. He just thought he was thinking of his deceased brother when he made that joke. All you've done is give him your ire.
He is the Jar Jar Binks of this fucking program.
Yes, he is.
I'm gonna look at these bushes, see if there's some food to give my new friend. Brother Buggles, Brother Talitha, Brother Aster, Brother Zephy Do, and Brother Ramius.
Brother Zephy Do.
Speaking of Brother Ramius, it's your turn.
All right, Brother Ramius, in a panic near death.
Don't fall, Brother Ramius.
Going to turn and run. He's going to jump.
As that happens, a couple other things are going to happen. First, where is it? Character who takes damage while standing on one of the stones. Both of you give me an acrobatics check when you took damage from the flying chunk.
This is why I didn't.
Can I aid on this? Can I aid upon?
No, because it was supposed to happen when they took the damage. I just forgot.
I figured this would be the case.
I got excited.
So that's a 9 for Brother Ramius.
15 for Asta.
Okay, you are able to hold your balance on that slippery rock. While there was no threat, it was easy to jump from thing to thing, but you could feel that sort of mossy slipperiness under your feet. When you get hit, you lose your footing. Give me a reflex save to grab an edge.
Oh, boy. Oh no. Gosh.
That is a boy. That is an 18.
18. You start to fall and you are able to grab onto the rock. So you are in the water holding onto the rock. If you had failed, you would have been swept into the river. You have to use an action to pull yourself up onto the rock, or you can stay in there and just, you know, cast or whatever you want to do.
Oh my God.
So we'll say we'll put you right boop there.
Okay.
One square south of that rock. Actually, no, you were on.
No, I was up where I was.
Yeah, so now you're wedged between those two rocks, like maybe that. You're getting pulled past it.
Oh, my God. Okay. Ramius is going to... he is going to try to get out of there. I mean, he's going to try to get out of there. So he is going to attempt to work his way around the rock. So he's going to attempt to, like, let go and hold and let go and hold and let the current pull him around the other side of the rock so that it's between him and the creature.
Okay. All right. So you move first action around that other rock.
Yeah. Okay. And then, like, trying to get his bearings for a second, he is going to cast... He's going to cast a two-action heal on himself.
Okay.
And he says prayer touches his own body and will heal. And I'll tell you what amount that healing is. It's 14. 14 hit points back, which is good.
14 hit points back. It now goes to Buggles. Buggles, you're the furthest away, with the exception of Hubert Hedge. You saw Brother Ramius fall into the water, but grab onto the rock, pull himself down, and heal. Yeah. So.
This is tough, because the drowning rules in 2E are almost roughly as brutal as they are in 1E.
Mm.
Arguably too brutal, but if one of us were to go unconscious and fall in, standing in the middle of this river, you know, it would mean pretty almost instantaneous death.
Yeah, certain death.
Permanent death. So my plan was to jump out of the river, go back onto the shore to be a little safer in case I inevitably go down. Unfortunately, the one space that I could jump into to be out of the river is now occupied by his fucking hedgehog.
Is he small, though? Can you share space?
You can't spare it. You can't. I'm also small. We can't share a space.
It looks like the one above him, though.
There's a feat for that.
That looks like a promontory to me. That looks like
I thought that was the shore.
I mean, it is a... this, all right, correct me if I'm wrong. This looks like a tower of stone.
It is a tower of stone. I would argue that that space right there that is to the north of Hubert is kind of like the edge there of the shore.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Then
look, I saved you a space here, Mr. Buggles. Right.
Buggles.
Brother Buggles to you.
Brother Buggles.
Buggles does not hold the hedgehog in as much contempt as I do.
I was thinking of you the whole time.
So Buggles is going to jump across.
Look at you.
And I am going to ignition on the snail.
All right, you're good distance away. You're the one to do it.
Fail.
Oh. Fail on the ignition. You sure?
Natural three.
Natural three, all right. Fireworks go off in the jungle. Now Zephyr's turn. Zephyr, with the exception of Brother Ramius, you are the closest on this lone little rock.
Yep.
I would not like to be close to this thing. I kind of want to jump away from it so that I can take out my bow and hit it without penalty. So what I would like to do is jump onto the rock that Asta is on and then jump onto the rock right to the left of it.
Okay, so you want to jump on the rock. First action, leap to the rock where Asta is.
Yes.
You can do that. And then you want to leap one more over.
Yep.
Okay, second action would be to leap to the other rock. You can share a space with that little chunk, and the chunk does not take an AOO against you.
Awesome. So from here, let me
just kill your friend.
Double check and measure. Great.
Straight shot, 35 feet away.
I don't think I have my bow out jumping across these rocks.
I think that's fair to say.
Honestly.
Well. Yeah.
I don't think that's fair to say.
I have
a great balance.
I have my katana out.
Yeah?
What I'm saying is if you were walking through the jungle with it, I don't see why you'd stow it.
We also just got attacked.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe you wouldn't.
I am going to at least spend an action to get into monastic archer stance this round. I was just kind of wondering, like, did she have her bow out? Do I need to.
It's obviously solely up to you, but I don't think it's ridiculous to be holding the bow while you jump over rocks.
You could use it as a bounce, or
it almost acts as a bounce, like a bouncing measure. Yeah,
like Legolas always had that out.
Well, there you go.
No matter what they were doing,
it's canon.
I'm fine with it. You're better than him.
Yeah.
Maybe one day. So, yeah, she's going to jump two rocks over and then try to hunker down as much as she can on this tiny little rock, get into monastic archer stance, be ready to hopefully do some damage next round.
Okay.
Okay.
I like it. I like it.
Finishing thing off, it is Asta.
All right.
You tried.
I tried.
You tried speaking.
Finishing things off.
That's awesome. You see... beneath her white robe, her claws, you know, and her feet, like, grip the rock as she disappears and reappears next to the snail creature on the alternate rock.
I don't think
so. You can, like, teleport?
My dimensional assault.
It's half your speed, right? We got blasted on this.
Oh, wait, is it?
Well, yeah, read it again, but we got
you tumble through space, being a human.
Like our last episode, or
teleport to any square in range that's within reach of a creature, and then range is half your speed. God damn it!
Always that last line.
And your speed is what, 25?
Yeah.
So. We were talking about this on Legacy, that every spell description in Pathfinder is like an M. Night Shyamalan movie. It's a huge twist at the end.
It's like, you can do whatever you can do whatever you want, except this one thing. All right, so.
Yeah, I mean, you could get to that rock to the north and move away from this little chunk.
Yeah, I definitely don't want to be near this little chunk. Yeah, so let me leap to the rock to the north. First action.
Okay.
Could you then do it? Is that 10 feet away? Feet?
That's two actions.
It's one
dimensional
action.
Dimensional assault's one action.
I could do that, and then I could hit. I wanted to do a spell strike. I wanted to dimensional assault and then get a spell strike in to do max damage.
But then your spell strike takes the map. You know what I mean? Like, that's a bad way to use spell
strike. But so does a hit.
Yeah, but you when it's all juiced up with your spell, you want it to be your first John of the John.
Yeah, I guess.
So if
I
you
just,
do it this round, you could do spell I guess strike I just, next round.
Your argument was compelling until you said John of the John.
This is why I shouldn't ever gamble, because I'm always like, but I'll just roll well.
Is that what you did when you were a champion speech and debater? It was
just like, John of the John.
John of the John.
I'm so far removed from
I
that training.
I understood exactly what he was talking about.
They beat the John out of me when I was there.
Oh, my
and
God.
And then came back over time.
None of us even, we're unfazed. Kate just like blinked and was like, uh-huh. The John, exactly.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, and that's exactly what she does. The John of the John. So she gets on the rock.
Your first John of the John.
She does her John, which is one action.
Okay.
And then she's going to do second John after, so we'll come back to that. All right, Dimensional Assault, first hit with
first
her katana.
Attack against this.
Hit. It's going to be a hit.
First hit,
a hit,
you mean?
Nutty 19.
Oh! Oh!
That's going to be a 27.
It's a hit.
Okay.
Definitely a hit.
So, two-handed, that's my D10. Oh my gosh. I feel like I haven't hit in so long.
Yeah, I feel like we are basically not going to crit much without a natural 20.
So
yeah. At
well,
second level.
Right?
When we are playing like second level for
five,
all
yeah. 5 points of damage?
Yeah, I got minimum on that one. That's okay.
Okay, and you get another attack because...
That's the free attack with the dimensional assault. Now,
gotcha.
Now my third action is I'm going to attack. And it takes the map, but maybe I'll
but
roll
not, a natural 20. Zony.
Yep.
Or... Not. Nine.
All right, so you just, boom! And with the strength of your miss, you fall into the water. No. But you might, after this giant snail thing attacks you at the top of round two. One of its pseudopods comes out and just, whoopah, goes to smash you. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
That's a 30.
Oh.
That's a crit.
Yeah.
I'm going to go down again. This is the same exact thing that
is
happened
this the same day?
In the previous combat. Yeah. Yep. It crit on me and I went down.
What a horrible day.
Asta's having AIDS.
Just remember, going down here means possible permanent death because you will drown.
Well,
I'm on the rock.
But you have to
slip
roll
off the rock.
Yeah.
It is a slippery, wet, red, bloody rock.
If you take damage, you need to roll like that save. Yeah.
All right, you're going to take 26 points of bludgeoning damage on that crit. Was it a crit? 30?
Yes, yeah. I have a 19 AC. This happened last time.
Yeah, 20, what did I say, 20?
26.
You said 30.
Stop.
Oh, you said 30.
Yeah, yeah. 26 points of damage, bludgeoning damage.
Do you want to know what my max is for HP, just so you're aware of like a second level character?
No, don't care.
It is 26.
Oh my God,
and
so
I was
you're dying
already
too.
Down.
Dying too.
So I was at 11, and now you just took me down 26 more.
Okay. All right, so let's really walk through this.
Yeah.
Are you at zero or you're at
negative 20
zero.
Or negative?
Zero. There's no negative. It's just
all right, so
no
put negatives. Yourself at dying two, and now you've got to roll these saves, and now we're going to have.
And I'm at dying two because you took me below.
With a crit.
With a crit.
He
right.
Out.
Okay.
Why would saves have anything to do with this? She's
because,
unconscious.
But her body.
I think it's more of a luck roll than anything.
Yeah, I'm giving her the benefit of the doubt here because this is death. You know what I mean? First, do you fall into the water? And then second, is there like a part of your consciousness that goes to grab the edge? If you can make reflex saves while unconscious, I'll allow it. I'm not sure. We've talked
when you're
about
unconscious,
this
you can't do anything.
Okay.
So I'm dying to, what's the other condition? Is there unconscious or no?
No, you're just dying too.
So it doesn't change any.
Were
of
Were you wounded already from the last time?
No, because we healed. I was. Good.
I treated wounds.
Yeah.
You can make
you take
reflexes.
A negative four status penalty to reflex save.
Right. When you're unconscious.
Yes.
When you're unconscious.
Yeah. Okay, so then let me put in unconscious.
Oh my God.
Well,
it,
no. If you just add the dying condition, it should give you the unconscious condition.
Yes.
Mm. It's part of it. You don't have to add the unconscious.
Yeah. It didn't take it on my sheet, so I just want to make sure I do it correctly. It's -4. From what my save is. Okay.
You take a -4 penalty to AC perception and reflex saves, and you have the blinded and flat-footed conditions. When you gain this condition, you fall prone and drop items you are wielding or holding, unless the effects... all right, Katana's gone, stays on that rock.
Oh, thank you.
Let's see if you remain
kind
on the rock.
Kind and benevolent GM.
Give me an...
Throwing it in the river.
I thought about it. Give me an acrobatics check.
Acrobatics?
Yeah.
Okay.
With your... give me an unconscious acrobatics check.
Okay. So that's a -4 to the acrobatics 2.
Just says status penalty to AC perception and reflex.
You're off guard, so that will take that.
But the way I'm thinking, like this is all happening simultaneously.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like you're hitting, and like as the lights are going out, you're trying to stay on
right.
this. So I feel like there should be a penalty. But if you've added those conditions,
didn't take it off the acrobatics.
Okay, then go for it.
Okay. That's going to be a dirty 20.
A dirty 20.
Yeah.
All right, so you just, if there are no penalties to acrobatics while unconscious.
I'm not weighing in on this. This is preposterous.
I know, but like I'm looking at the unconscious thing, and it says you're sleeping, you've been knocked out, you can't act.
Or you could just run the game based on the actual shit that's happening.
Well, I want to make sure
I thought you weren't going to say anything.
Because you have so many other debuffs, that is what would it possibly attribute to like any negative on the skill check.
It takes I cannot cite a rule that it takes is against it off what
the,
you're saying.
It takes it off the reflex. I just added unconscious. I needed that to change the sheet. It took it off reflex, and it's confusing because like your reflex is your dexterity and your acrobatics is your dexterity, but it does not take it off your acrobatics. So if it's an acrobatics check and not a reflex save, then I would argue that it doesn't.
Here's the problem. Unconscious says you can't act. So it's really a decision of whether or not you fall in, or can you make an acrobatics check while you're unconscious, or is the strike happening at the same time as the acrobatics check? And I'm going to say you fall in the water.
Matthew, were you going to say anything to help me? Or
well, here's what I'm saying. Here's what I'm saying. Right, there should be a roll. You don't automatically fall in the water. She is on stable ground on a rock that's slippery. Mm-hmm. It should be circumstantial in nature.
If you can't,
there should be a chance that by pure luck she lands on the rock.
That was the acrobatics check.
If you can't act, you can't use any actions.
Well, acrobatics is
sure. So that's what I'm saying. If you want to take that's fine.
Wait, let's back up. So when you take damage from this creature when you're standing on a rock, what happens? You have to roll acrobatics first?
Yeah, what's the order?
When
you take damage, so you've taken the damage that made you unconscious. Then you
roll the check. Represent falling prone?
Keeping your foot.
She doesn't do that because she falls down.
Yeah,
she,
you're
but
prone.
She was unconscious. So that check is
what if you just do an up and down luck roll? If I fall in the water,
that's what I started
if I'm
with.
On the rock.
But a character who takes damage while standing on one of the slippery stones must attempt an acrobatics check to balance.
She doesn't.
Failure, they can then attempt a reflex save to grab an edge or be dumped in the river and swept.
But I think
reflex save, though.
Yeah.
Well, you just rolled a save.
Yeah.
All right, so that's a good point, Matthew. I think you get hit. You take damage. You cannot use acrobatics to balance.
I use a reflex.
So you start to fall in. You get a reflex at a -4.
It's a 16.
16.
With the roll that I made, yes.
All right, so now the problem with this is the reflex saves to grab an edge and you're unconscious.
But it's not. You don't have to like think of it as actually grabbing an edge.
Right, right.
Just like it is the random chance that you don't fall
into the water or like.
All right, so since this is a gray area, this is how I'm going to rule it. I'm going to rule that you start to, you fall in and you get wedged between the rock that Brother Ramius had wedged himself into. So you're in the water and you're just kind of wedged there, unconscious and dying too.
And I'm not drowning.
You're not drowning yet.
Yes, you would be if you're in the water. Because you're unconscious.
But if you're wedged drowning.
But you haven't.
If you're wedged against a rock, though, it could be. Like the pressure of the water could be still holding her up for a couple
seconds.
That's
fair.
Some would say I'm quite in a rock.
The way I'm ruling this right now is that you are upright. I may change my mind as rounds go on, but right now you're upright, unconscious, dying too, and very likely going to die in this combat.
I'm having a good. I just want everybody to know. Having a really fun time with this campaign.
Can't wait to
see what I come up with next.
I know, it's always fun.
And I know the folks at home are thinking the same thing. They're like, what will she do next? Not a fighter, I'll tell you that much.
What will she think of next?
What Castravellian creature will you be able to do?
Come back as the monkey scorpion is what I'm going to do.
All right, well, now it's this thing's turn.
At level one.
It's still this thing's turn, rather. So it is going to start swimming over these rocks and coming towards the rest of the party.
Gross.
You guys are like slimy. Oh yeah.
I don't even want to look at this.
Gross. Yeah. So second action, it will just start coming over, just like amorphously moving over, and then with its final action, it will hurl a chunk of itself at Talitha. Natural 20. I mean, it's just not in the cards for you guys.
Do you want to play twins? Or something in the next one we make? Something fun? Something silly?
It just cracks me up. I wonder what goes through your head when you read these encounters.
He's like, I'm going to roll rocks the entire time. It's going to be great.
It's a pretty standard jungle encounter and someone's going to die right after the spray.
That's true.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
We all have things that we need to get off our chest. I'm going to get something off my chest now, as suggested by the script here. I used to pretend to be Godzilla when I was six. When the NBC Saturday morning Godzilla cartoon show would come on, the credits song would roll, I would pretend to be Godzilla during the credits. And yeah, it's super embarrassing. And I've never told anyone that. So there we go. I feel a million times better. We all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. I talk about therapy a lot, obviously, and it's funny. I talk about to my therapist how I tend to, and I think a lot of people work through some of their therapeutic issues through their characters. When they play role-playing games, some of the issues that they're trying to deal with themselves come out through their characters. It certainly happens a lot. But there's no substitute for therapy. It really it's really helped me quite a bit. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GCN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GCN.
We're back. I had a feeling this could happen. Skid even mentioned the dangers around water. It just adds an extra element of, oh shit. Let's see what happens. It is a natural 20 with this thing coming at Talitha. It's not a named character.
I'm glad you got some of your secrets out.
Yeah, there are more.
I know. I'm sure there's a great depth.
We saw that she liked to read.
Explore.
Yeah.
As a child.
In a closet.
In a small room.
In a small room that was not exceptionally cold.
You know, I was going to reveal more about that, but you guys were such assholes.
Pretty cool. Ice cold.
I don't think you were.
You're as cold as ice. Well, you take 30 points of bludgeoning damage on that crit.
Okay, I'm unconscious.
Oh, are you dying too?
Yes. I was at full HP.
Yep.
Yeah, full HP. So, yeah, this is the problem.
All right.
So, with the game.
Yeah.
All right, so you're dying too.
Yes.
And Oz is it dying too. All right, I've got to make a better ruling here on all these acrobatics and reflex.
Here's how you do. You don't want my help.
Well, the acrobatics is you're right. Is not, because I already fall down.
Yeah, you already fall down.
We just roll a reflex at a penalty.
I already fall down.
See if I fall in the water, if I land on the water.
Fall into the... See, the problem is like, when you take... The acrobatics check is meant to be like to hold your footing when you get hit. When you're unconscious, you just kind of fall.
Yeah.
So I think I unnecessarily over-punished you.
That's exactly what I said.
For something like this. Because it's going to be hard enough when someone falls in unconscious. What I'm going to say is, you're dying too. You're unconscious. You're on that rock. Asta, I'm moving you back to the rock and keeping you unconscious on that rock.
Yes.
You wouldn't have made an acrobatics or a reflex save. You just fall on that rock, and you're dying on the rock. It's actually the best place for you to be.
Yes.
Now I see another little hubris thing coming at me.
A little chunky.
Maybe I'd rather drown.
Yeah. that's the problem. Having that thing right next to you, it can just keep puncturing you until you go down. All right, so I had to move Asta before the giant snail thing, and I will move Talitha before... I guess I'll go Talitha there. Okay. Give yourself the old dying condish. Here's the good news. It's Hubert Hedges' turn.
Oi! Looks like I'm going to be a
hero!
Who wants to play me when they die?
Oh, no.
You would be great, actually, Sydney.
Oh!
I would love. Yeah. That would be amazing.
I'm Hubert!
Yeah. You get to use the accent from the other character that died of yours.
I missed it so much!
Wait, as players, are we allowed to throw Hubert Hedges into the water ourselves?
Yippee!
Yippee!
I'm a higher level than you!
What? What? What?
No, I'm not. I'm just terrible. I'm useless. The book even says I don't engage in combat.
Anyhow, you didn't know what a book is.
Muggles, can I have a hug?
No.
Oh, my God.
Get over here.
Oh.
It's Brother Ramius's turn. Brother Ramius, you see, boom, Talitha go down. Dag 2, if you know what that means. And you see Asta, boom, hit the deck. Water rushing
just
over their bodies.
Put a hand on this, like, slippery rock covered in algae. Got another hand, and he'll try to pull himself up.
Okay.
The rock. Does that require a check, or can I just pull myself up?
No, I'm going to say it requires an action. And okay. Then you're up on the rock.
He pulls himself up on the rock, soaked, and he looks, and he just sees the two of you are down. and he sees this creature is he's behind this gigantic squid-like creature. He is going to reach out and cast heal on Asta. So two action heal on Asta, 12 points.
Let's go.
12 hit points back.
I'm back up and I'm so hurt. Am I wounded? Wounded one?
Wounded one.
Yeah. Wounded one. All right.
Thank
so
you.
You are it. Wounded one, and your katana is next to you.
Yes.
And you're prone. And that's your action. That's your.
That's my turn.
Okay. Right.
Two action heal.
Yeah. Asta, I will remove the dying condition. Or did you already do that?
No, I don't. Yeah, it's good.
Okay. That was Brother Ramius. It's now Buggles' turn.
Okay. Buggles, like, kind of try to elbow Hubert out of the way, getting quills stuck in his arms. Move, come on!
And into the rushing rapids?
Yeah. And he's trying to politely kind of nudge Hubert aside, but then his eyes boom flash blue.
Oh no.
And yes. he looks at Hubert and just shouts at him in subtitles. It's like, out of my way, lesser creature.
I don't know what he's saying, but he seems upset.
And I'm going to do a frostbite on the snail.
Okay.
That is a fortitude save.
Fortitude save, frostbite on the snail. Snail, does he have good fort? Let's see. That is going to be a 23.
Okay, that is a basic save, so you take half. So you take 3 points of damage.
3 points of damage.
I get 1 point of temporary HP. And then I'm going to do a Psy Burst. So Psy please burst. Give me a reflex save.
Reflex save as it tries to dodge your Psy. That is going to be a 20.
Okay.
Excuse me, 17.
Oh, that is a fail.
Okay.
Ooh.
Nice.
Reflex save. That's the way to go.
That is 3 more points of mental damage.
Okay.
Awesome.
And that's it for me.
Nice.
Its head is just shaking up there. And now it is Zephyr's turn.
All right. It creeped up closer to me. I'm seeing my friends go down, and the water is freaking me out, so I'm going to try to jump onto shore and at the same time, like, maybe taunt the snail, because as much as I don't want to get hit, if it hits me and I'm not in the water, that's better than hitting anyone on the rocks.
All right, so you're going to use two actions to leap to get to the shore.
And then my final action, flurry of blows.
There you go.
Flurry of flows.
Flurry of flows.
Desperately need both of these dead.
Yes,
for real. Got it.
Come on.
Come on, Kate.
Come on, Zephyr.
Don't worry. Kate always rolls well under these circumstances.
You know what they call me?
What?
What do they call me?
They call you Action Kate.
Yes. Yeah.
Action Kate.
Action Kate.
Oh, come on.
No, it can't be a 1.
12.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. All right, second one, though.
First arrow. Pew! It goes really far, but it does not come close.
It goes so far.
Loop.
So this one is a 18, or no, 17 to hit.
It's a mess.
Cool.
Come on.
You're just following along at home, just joining us now. Kate is the only one that has a chance to kill this outside of Buggles.
Not true.
Were you, what kind of odds were you giving a TPK in your head when you sat down?
You know, I figured it would take you about 3 rounds to figure out what to do, and then by then, a couple of you would be dead.
Be dead?
Yeah. That's kind of, this looks like that's what's going to happen here. But it's top of round 3. It's Asta's turn. She's lying on a rock and doesn't have her sword.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Asta, yeah, Ramius casts this. Asta, and just wakes back up, used to dying now, and she just looks around, lying flat on her back, like, out of sorts, sees her katana, grabs it. Can I, from prone, stab at that small shell creature in the next square?
Sure.
Okay, so she just takes her katana, looks over, sees it on the rock, and just jabs her katana into it.
Okay.
Let's see.
There's a penalty.
Give yourself the as long as you have the prone condition on there, it should affect your...
Let me add it. Wounded and prone... Prone zone.
Prone. You're in the prone zone.
Give you a minus -2 circumstance.
Prone zone.
Prone zone.
All right, yes.
Your attacks.
Prune zoned.
Prune zoned.
It's probably not going to hit. That's a 13.
13 misses.
Okay.
Too bad you're prone.
The one thing.
Oh, you might have hit if you weren't prone.
Oh. One thing we have to do, one thing we can do, roll well. Not doing it.
Yes.
We never do it.
We never do it.
Ever.
We should do that.
We should never just do that.
It's an epidemic.
Why don't we ever think of doing that?
I had natural 3, natural 4. You miss on your first attack.
I did. That's why I did the frostbite, because it's a save. It's not an attack.
Meanwhile, I've crit 3 times.
Natural 3, natural 3, natural 4. What was that? A natural 5, 6?
7. I'm going to now use my last to do my foxfire attack electricity range on the big snail, just with my tail just like whips out. Let's see. Man, oh man.
Oh!
Ooh.
Oh! 24.
Okay, that takes them
with the map. And the penalty for being down. Prone.
Oh, the map. Oh, sorry.
It'll be a cumulative 19, minus 19. 6. That's a miss. That's why So I want to make sure you get all that.
Yeah. All right, that's my turn. And so, I'm lying on the ground.
20 AC?
Lying on the ground.
Hopefully.
Holding my...
I've been on the ground, lying on the ground with a katana in hand.
It's pretty big, so 20 AC is crazy.
And bad reflex saves. Yeah. Do you have spells that target reflex by any chance? Or your spells are all going to be a spell attack roll?
I'm going to look.
Yeah.
Talitha, I'm going to need a Johnski here. It is DC 12 death save.
Got any caps?
Fail.
Oh!
Natural 2.
Do you have any caps?
No.
Talitha goes to dying
3.
How would you not have any caps? You play so well.
You guys
are so clever at the table.
You guys all have caps.
You put a lot of love into your character and into scenes.
You use yours. Did you use all yours?
Yeah.
Plus, per the rules, we get one every session. So
well, we don't play by the rules.
We don't play by the rules.
We're playing a gritty campaign, Skid.
Yeah, it's a gritty remaster campaign.
Who knew?
Some grit in your teeth.
Who knew that it would be Talitha to fall this day? It is the giant snail thing's turn.
I can't believe it's going. It gets 2 turns around?
What's Brother Talitha taking a nap on that rock over there? Buggers. Hey, Zephyr. Want a hug?
Oh my god.
Do
your hugs have positive energy?
All right, so it's going to command the thing next to Asta to attack. So it moves up to you and does one attack with its pseudo pod. It's like a pod. It's more of like a pseudo pod. And it rolls a natural 1.
Ooh, hey, wow. That's good.
Awesome.
Does
that's
this minion
good.
Have a name?
It does not. But it was a natural 1.
Does it hurt
Would
itself?
You like a fan?
Yeah, give me a fan fumble.
Fan fumble.
You guys need all the help you can get here. All
right, this is in the melee sort of Johns.
Yeah,
this
melee.
Minion. Okay, this one from Easton in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Hey, we were just talking about Utah. Salt Lake City, Utah.
Hey.
Easton from Salt Lake City, Utah says, bottle cap?
Yeah. We were just talking about bottle caps.
Whoever rolled the fumble gets one.
Oh, no. Okay. Due to an overzealous swing, misplaced foot, or just bad luck, you drop your lucky charm, which you've had this whole time but never mentioned until now. If the GM rolled the fumble, all players get a bit of luck.
Oh, wow.
If a player rolled the fumble, the GM can choose a number of creatures. The GM rolled the fumble. So
on your next attack roll, or your next roll, you can roll twice and take the better.
Nice. So we all get a pearl of great price.
Awesome.
Is bit of luck in Pathfinder 2E?
You tilt the scales of luck, and you roll twice.
When you attempt a saving throw.
So it's just for saves.
Which is still useful where we are.
Yeah, for the reflex saves.
That's an awesome one.
Would you allow me to use it for my death roll?
If you want to, I would roll that over for you.
I'm not going to look the gift horse in the mouth.
I mean, if we get back to you and you have to roll the death roll, the least of your concerns is going to be that bill.
That's true.
Sure.
Because this would be permadeath roll.
Yeah.
Your next roll.
Yep.
All right, so I've used one action to command my little minion. Second action, permanently kill Talitha, knock Brother Ramius into the water.
Why don't you go after Hubert?
I could go after Hubert.
Yeah, he's right there.
He's making the most noise over there.
He's untargetable.
Sure.
And he's got those spikes. He looks dangerous.
Yeah.
If Zephyr had hit him,
that's the one benefit
he could provide. If he died, it would be so great.
I'll just settle for him being the target of an attack.
I'll say if Zephyr had hit him, he might have gone after Zephyr. But instead, he's going to attack Brother Ramius with his.
My bad.
hot. Actually, I don't know.
I didn't hit him. All I've done is run in fear, soaking wet, like the coward I am.
Actually, I'm not sure if I have the reach from there. Because you are, I am large and in charge. 15 feet. Yeah, no, I think it's only a 10-foot reach. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to move towards Brother Ramius and kill him.
Shit. Mm. This is bad.
Yeah.
Not our healer. You're
also doing Talitha in, too. That's the hard part.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is really rough.
Just kill two characters with one
stone. Buggles and Zephyr will have the option to come over there.
I'm getting strong flashbacks to the lily pad room.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Where geography is the
ultimate killer.
Yep.
Falling, drowning.
Yeah.
And persistent bleed damage. Oh, he's having second thoughts because he knows it's over.
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 Because he's incapable of rolling under 70.
Campaign 3 coming at you next week.
Well, I'm just trying to decide here if I want to shoot one of these little chunks over to the shore to add a combatant over there, or if I want to sweep you into the river.
I mean, Buggles did do damage to you. Hubert does look threatening. Zephyr fired arrows at you.
Probably should shoot one at Hubert.
What would a snail do?
What would a snail do?
Yeah, let's check out its intelligence.
I just want to let the snail know that I was sweating quite a bit in this hot jungle planet. My sweat is salty. So,
you better be careful.
Yeah,
don't
come close.
She's very dehydrated.
Very
all right. Dehydrated. This is shitty, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to attack you.
I like it.
I think that this is what this creature
if
would
you undid
do.
It.
Yeah,
I'd think less of you.
Be a little soft. I got to come for you, buddy. I'm sorry. All right, I used the minion. I did it. Okay, well, it's surely going to change the actions of everyone else depending on what happens here. We'll be a B. Let's go.
Can't even look.
I can't even.
Oh, it's very high. It's very very high.
Sake.
That's going to be a crit.
Oh,
that's a 30 to hit. Is that a crit?
Yeah for sure.
Okay.
God, man.
All right, so damage-wise, again, 30 points of bludgeoning damage.
Jeez.
Dying two.
But you do not get swept into the river, which is clutch. Staying up could have arguably been worse.
So he just...
Yep. Drop whatever you're holding.
And he's just laying there, face down in the wet stone, bleeding out. It just basically smashed his body, like, into pieces. Broken ribs, broken back.
So lucky.
He's done. Yep.
He's done. Dying two. Talitha, dying two. You'll be up
dying
to...
Dying three, my friend.
Excuse me, dying three. Dying three. It is Hubert Hedges. Oh, no. Things don't look good, Buggles. What do you normally do in situations like this? Is there anything you can do to help your friends? Do you have a Healy stick?
Do not speak to me! I will kill you next!
I forgot he was the Kula Khan.
Oi.
Buggles would never say that.
Someone needs a Snickers.
I'll kill you next.
Hubert Hedge will hold. Brother Ramius goes before Giant Snail Thing, and now it goes to the Kula Khan.
Okay. The Kula Khan is
boom,
fiery aura. He is going to try an ignition. He's going to amp it. Bit of luck. All right.
It's only on saves.
Sorry.
Careful. Don't break the equipment.
I'm going to sell that pearl at a great price.
See, that's Utah, man. One guy in Salt Lake City got that joke. Okay, that is a 24 to hit.
24 is a hit.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. This was important.
Is this the one that allows you to heal one of your friends when you hit somebody?
Yes, I can do that.
That's 4 points of damage.
Okay.
The giant. Is Hubert at max? Do you want to get him up to max? Okay, and then
a little bit of help.
Who needs the most healing?
Skin my knee on a bramble.
We're both down.
Well, if you can get me up,
you
I
get
can
hit.
Get him.
And then,
okay.
Yeah.
So you feel Buggles reach out. It's just like, Ramius, please, and 4 points of healing.
Okay. So you're just wounded.
Wounded one, okay. 4-H Pizzle.
Wounded and prone. And is that your turn?
No, you must have more in the chamber.
That was it.
Oh.
It was 2-action ignition and then restore the mind.
Oh, that's an action to restore the mind. It's not part of it. Oh, cool. All right.
Zephyr.
All right.
Come on.
Flurry of flows.
Action Kate.
Flurry of blows.
Come on,
Action Kate. She's ready.
Action
Those
Kate.
Those first two were just practice arrows.
Yeah.
These are going to be the real ones.
Zeroing in on the target.
I'm going to
use... Moving closer to the bullseye.
Our sponsor, Demiplane. And their online roller.
Whoa. Whoa. Switching All it right. up. Switching it
so,
up.
Come on.
Longbow. Oh, wait. I did the wrong one.
But you're ready to do this.
Longbow. Yeah.
Took the whole previous turn.
Oh, what
10.
Okay, next Miss. One. Next one.
Guys, we got this.
First one. Practice. She practices a lot, you know? So she's like, phew.
One of these days, we're going to get in a fight.
20 to hit, which we know does not hit.
We know 20 doesn't hit?
Yeah, someone just did 20 as their attack, 19? And it missed.
I thought it was 19.
It must be like 21.
21 to 20 doesn't hit either?
Yeah.
Miss.
20 doesn't hit, Miss. So that's one action to do Flurry of Blows.
Maybe if you're level 3, it would be better.
That would be a 21 if you were level 3.
Can't hurt.
Would that hit?
Before I possibly just take a third...
I don't have that information.
A third arrow action. Is there a knowledge check I can roll? You said nature.
Nature, arcana.
I'll do nature since I'm trained in that.
Okay.
Who cares what dice I roll? Doesn't matter. No, I don't know. Who knows?
Kate, I feel like maybe you spent too much time around Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just stop hanging out with Joe.
He's been rolling okay.
Like, I sat next to you on a plane.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had a good time on a plane once. Ever since then. Ever since then.
Transferred.
Well, you should never have fun.
all right. Yeah. Just last ditch effort trying to do one more arrow.
Could roll natural 20.
It's a 10. Okay. Another round of practice.
Five
for Zephyr.
Five arrows.
The hero. Zephyr, the hero of the campaign.
All I could keep thinking was a natural one brings up a fan fumble that's like hit your nearest ally and you kill
him. And it's fucking Hubert.
Oh my god.
And no one cares. That'd be great.
Yeah, that would
be poor Hubert.
Because he's my nearest ally.
Guys, submit more fumbles that have us kill NPCs.
Yeah. Yes, please.
That would be amazing.
Now more than ever.
Getting the sense that no one likes me.
To be fair, you didn't understand a word the Kula Khan said to you.
That's right.
That's true. I don't speak.
Well, I think he got the vibe.
The tone was pretty clear.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was
probably His pretty fire clear. Eyes.
Yeah.
Seemed quite angry. A lot of people talk to me that way. Not really, really someone people like.
If we TPK... I want to play out every action of this thing killing you. I want to watch it happen. Yeah.
Never had a friend besides Susan. Top around 4. It's Asta's turn.
Come on.
Brother Ramius, down, but awake. Talitha,
wounded,
bleeding out on a rock.
So. I mean, the sad thing is I go before Brother Ramius.
It is sad.
So I will use the bit of luck, but if I roll poorly, we never get to him.
Wait. That's a real shame.
Yeah, because you went down second, so you move immediately before the creature.
Before, I thought it would be before you.
Nope.
God damn it.
And when you said it, I thought, yeah. And then I looked, I'm like, oh no.
I still got to make my...
Oh, well, just bring up Talitha then.
Ah, so you have a chance. You could save Talitha, or you could...
How would you save Talitha?
I don't know.
Okay, I can't.
Just let everyone know if Talitha dies, it's your fault.
No, I don't have the speed to get to her. I can't do anything to help her, and I have no healing spells.
You don't have dimensional healing?
Just do dimensional assault.
Should have taken dimensional.
Already did that.
Don't let them kill me.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do. You're all making me feel bad.
Dude, you always want to just do damage. For once, just heal your teammate.
I asked you specifically to kill me if things went bad.
You actually did. I walk over and I stab Talitha.
Okay.
To put her out of her misery.
Dimensional assault.
Dimensional assault.
What if you stab her but pour some healing potion on the blade?
Oh, yeah.
That's interesting.
That's how I like to play.
All right.
That is interesting.
I'm still prone, but I'm holding my katana. I am going to... I'm again going to stab the thing.
Okay.
I'm going to take the penalty. It's just, I can't, I'm so annoyed that I don't have like the action economy to stand up and do anything effective whatsoever.
We should consider running.
Well, she has to stand up first.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stab this thing and we'll see what happens. It's just one action.
Attempt to stab while prone, minus two circumstance penalty.
Yeah. I'm gonna hit it. It's gonna be a nat 20.
Are you right next to it? Did you roll a natural one, Sydney? Sydney Marie.
What could go wrong? She's just gonna try to hit it.
Oh my god.
What?
I mean,
guys.
At least we are in this together.
I don't think we're supposed to win this one. I actually think this is like a video game boss battle that you're supposed to lose, and then it cutscenes, and our trainer's there in the gym, and it's like you get better, and then you go back again.
I think we're supposed to die.
Remember that time I said we should consider running?
No. I blacked out because I rolled a one.
Oh my god, Sydney.
Hey, maybe I'll get a bottle cap out of it.
Yeah, maybe I'll get something really cool. I'm so upset.
You also would have to use one action to crawl closer to it to attack.
What?
You were a space away.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, you were.
Then I'm not attacking it. Then let's take it back.
No.
She was adjacent to it. She attacked it.
She attacked it adjacent to it last time.
Oh, you attacked the little guy?
The little, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, no. I
thought you were, great. Good luck with that. He's saying.
I thought you were going for the only relevant enemy in the fight.
Exactly. It does nothing.
No. She spent two turns missing the little guy.
I spent one.
That's two turns.
This is your second turn.
Second time missing the little guy.
And you fumbled.
On the little guy.
Okay. Just read me the fumble.
I'm going to interpret this fumble.
All right, Klein from Edina. I know, it's going to be horrible. Klein from Edina. Cake eater.
Hey, Edina.
You.
I do like cake.
What?
You find yourself embarrassed to be in the company of plebeians surrounding you. Worse yet, you miss so badly that your shame causes you to eat your feelings with a bit too much of a sweet dessert treat. You become sickened one.
What?
For 1d6 rounds.
What in the actual?
You can use a single action to retch.
Five rounds.
C20 to remove.
Is this person from Minnesota?
Yes.
Cake eater.
I mean, that's not so bad.
They call each other the Mighty Ducks.
Yeah.
You're sickened for five rounds.
You're sickened retch. One for five rounds. You can retch as an action. It's DC 20.
I can't believe Talitha's going to die this episode.
I can't either.
Can I not? I can't.
Does sickened take away any actions?
Yeah, it doesn't take away actions.
No, it just gives me
a penalty.
A further penalty.
An additional checks, penalty.
Does it
but
stack with prone?
We still have a luck for any sickness.
Yeah, it's a status penalty, which stacks with prone. It would be a minus
one.
Three to hit now.
Yeah.
You continue to attack.
I was going to attack for my second action. I was going to attack the big guy.
But you need to get up.
But you can't.
You're still prone.
I don't understand. What goes
Sydney,
on in your
you're
head?
Still prone.
No, I was going to do a ranged attack. I was trying to just not get up and waste an action. I was trying to get the most
hits
out.
Oh,
like,
you were going to cast a cantrip on
it.
Yeah, I was just trying to get hits out. Yeah.
Mine as well.
I guess so.
Or you can heal Talitha.
At a minus two. I cannot heal Talitha.
Potion dangling from my belt.
I'm going
water
now,
rushing it.
I have to get up now.
Shatters.
I'm gonna. Okay, question: if I willingly,
I was just saying last week, I was like, I had a really exciting idea for a backup character, but now that we're on a fucking another planet, I don't know how.
If I willingly jump off the rock into the river.
I'll listen to the rest of the sentence.
I think Sydney, it's good what? TV.
I think this is good TV.
It's flowing downstream, and there's a rock kind of blocking the way below. If I jump in, can I swim downstream with the current to get to shore? Like, it doesn't seem that wild.
It's interesting. Well, here's the problem.
The piranhas first.
You've used one action.
One action.
You've got two actions left. So basically, I could see second action jumping in there.
Third action, my distance.
Well, the thing is, the if you just jump in there and don't swim, it's going to push you down river X amount of feet.
Which she wants to do.
You want to do.
Then she wants to begin swimming to shore once she's passed.
Is that your goal? Are you trying to get to Talitha or are you trying to get to shore?
I am not going to Talitha.
So you're not healing Talitha?
She doesn't give a shit about Talitha.
So you just want to get out of there so this thing doesn't kill you.
Yes, I don't want the little thing to hit me again because I'm so low on hit points right now. Like, the little thing could potentially kill me on the rock again.
All right, so here's what I'm going to tell you. It's the water is rushing at a rate that will move you
a predetermined amount of feet if you do not attempt to swim against it. So once you hit that water, I will move you that amount of feet. If you then want to swim further, you have to roll a swim check.
Okay,
to either move with or against the current.
How far do you think I can get jumping into the water? One square, like 5 feet? Or do you think I could like dive and get to a 10-foot square?
Well, you can leap in the water up to 10 feet.
But you're prone.
All you can do is like you can roll into
the water. All right, I roll off the rock. I'm in the water.
All right, so you roll. Second action, roll.
Oh, you're trying to get to the other shoreline.
Yes, I'm trying to get far from the creature so I can recalibrate and figure out what to do.
That's not really feasible by the rules.
Well,
you mean the closer shoreline?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so you
say the farther shoreline?
Well, the farther one from us, like the one that we didn't originate.
The shore not yet explored.
Yes.
You roll into the water, and you get swept 10 feet downstream.
Awesome. I am going to then use my...
Well, the ranger just looks up.
What are you doing?
You see the officer, a waterlogged officer just like rushing towards him.
It's also, it must be so funny to watch me from the shore on the rock and you just see me roll off.
Roll off
the rock. Sorry,
like floating down the stream.
Now I see you've put yourself on the shore there. That's very nice.
I swam.
Now I know what you want to do.
Yes, I want to swim diagonally.
Give me a swim check.
Here I go.
What's the fox's swim?
It's athletics.
So it's
probably not that bad.
Probably.
Okay.
Is that bad?
That's going to be 16.
Okay, I'm going to say you can get to shore.
Okay.
So you swim to the shore.
Down one more.
Very generous.
And you're going to remain prone on the shore. So you kind of like, you swim and you crawl onto the shore.
Okay.
Up to the sand.
And strategically on the map, I'm trying to hide from the creature, be in line with Brother Ramius, like still... keep eye line on everybody, but yeah, I'm just like really hurt. That's my turn.
Now, I think that hindsight is 20/20, right?
Yeah, we think we should retcon.
There's a lot we can look at here, but I think it's fair to say, I don't know if you would say this, but others may, but I've been pretty generous.
You've been extremely generous. That's what makes this all.
What?
That's what
makes this
all. No.
There is not one fork in which he didn't take the most generous option.
If it were me, and
he just happens to roll 20s every roll. That's not.
I think
he just
generous.
Happens to be playing in a campaign that is to his very every advantage.
I think he's being generous because I think he read right before we started recording. I think he read they should be level 4, and he went, "Oops."
And then if I say that on air, I'm going to look stupid.
Yeah.
Pretty sure I rolled on the crits 17, 17, 18, and a nat 20.
Yeah.
That's just brutal.
If it were me, I would have made us roll the reflexes.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. And so, like, there's a world where some of you are already being pushed or drowned.
In some sense, I wish I had rolled the reflexes.
So one death here is, I think it's a big win for the party. It's just crushing.
But
and I'm allowing this bit of luck.
Why can't we just let him retcon and bring up Talitha? We did not know. We thought we were in the order of initiative. It was a meta mistake. You know what I mean?
Wait, oh, why? I see.
Oh,
it's Skidrimir?
It makes every sense for Buggles to raise Talitha. She's right there.
Oh,
right. So you didn't raise Talitha.
We didn't do it
because
we were trying to be strategic about how we could get both of us up, but we misunderstood the rules where we were.
I think Matthew wants to.
I don't want Talitha to die. I don't want to recommend that.
Okay. I just want to throw it out there because that's what happened, and I feel really bad about it. But it was a mistake.
I don't think it's. Sure. It's remaining on the meta level
actually,
because.
You know, this is my mistake anyway, because Talitha is the only one that I could affect with my range. So I wouldn't have been able to do you anyway. But.
Oh, so it's in 30 feet?
Yeah.
Oh.
All right. So Brother Ramius is dying too.
Brother Ramius is dying too.
Talitha's. This is worse because I could
and
have...
And not wounded at all.
I could have saved Brother Ramius.
God damn it, Asta.
I'm right, fine with that. Like we always say,
I'm
it's
not
like...
retconning shit.
When you get to the point where a character's going to die, that's when we slow down.
Yeah.
And make sure. Did we get everything right?
Do all the bookkeeping.
I have 4 hit points.
Which character do we actually want to die?
Yeah, exactly. Right. That's more so.
Exactly. Which character sells more merch?
So you're...
it's a purely financial decision.
Purely revenue. Revenue-based decision.
Right, so you're wounded, but you are no longer dying. You are prone, and you don't have your gun.
My crossbow.
Whatever your weapon is. And you aren't wounded. You're just dying.
Put my...
Two.
Okay.
Oh, man.
This is a tricky decision. But I think, actually, Asta... And Asta had the only smart idea here. I will roll off the rock and into the water. First action.
Okay.
Wait. Where are you going to go, though? You're in the middle of the river.
And I can't swim very well.
What?
Okay. Yeah, let's talk through swim rules real quick. First of all, you roll an athletics check. The DC is set by the GM. So far, it seems like a very generous DC for a rushing river, so you should be able to get it.
Or the book. Rules board.
And you can swim 10 feet on a success.
Yep.
Per
success is probably more.
You get a little more on a crit, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, so first action.
Swimming with the current.
Yeah, I'll swim with the current. I don't mind being far away from this fight. So I roll off the rock. I imagine I rush 10 feet along current.
If you do not attempt to swim against it, which you wouldn't, then you will go 10 feet down.
Bye, Talitha.
All right. I will now attempt to swim back towards the original shore.
Back towards the original shore.
And I'll with the current, but leaning westward.
Gotcha. Okay. Give me a swim check.
It's going to be amazing.
It's just Brother Ramius and
Asta
now.
If I can manage to wake back up.
Natural 20.
Oh! There you go!
All right, so now I will actually open the swim rules and see what a crit gives you in terms of speed, because you do get a bonus. You move through the water, increasing the maximum distance by 5 feet.
Whoa.
So instead of
10 feet, it's 15 feet.
15 feet.
Nice.
Right.
Nice.
Great. All right, so...
So you can make it to shore this way.
Yeah, and you want to go sort of diagonally?
I'm letting the current pull me diagonally. Like, I'm not fighting the current. So I think, realistically, I guess if this is all happening in 6 seconds, I'm just going to move 15 feet towards shore.
Okay, great. Towards the original shore.
Well, actually, let me just see where I'm closer.
You are a little closer to the original shore.
Yep, the original shore it is, by 5 feet.
Yep, there you go. Boop. So it kind of takes you diagonally towards it. Still not out of the woods yet.
Third action.
Third action.
Oh, third action.
Swim again.
Fumble.
7.
Seven. Oh. All right. So all that happens is you get swept another 10 feet down.
Right. Okay, getting further and further away.
All right. And if you go off the map, talk about it.
I left my crossbow behind.
Crossbow.
Did someone get my crossbow?
Well, that's it. Very interesting, right? Because if the goal here is to flee, that crossbow's out there. Just something to think about.
I know my goal is to survive.
To survive, right. I think that's a smart goal. Brother Ramius did not have that goal because he is dying too, and no one is there to save him. A fumble on this death save will kill you.
I didn't even think about that.
I
was like,
I didn't until
did
I just.
You get to roll twice.
Started riffing.
We have luck, and do you have any bottle caps?
Oh, I should have rolled. It doesn't matter. I rolled a natural 20. That would have been the better result.
And it's not a saving throw. I think, you know, it's tough because this guy's original thing, he meant to say probably advantage or like.
Oh, he said bit of luck. Capital B, capital L. It's a 2E spell. It only applies to saving throws.
Okay. I'm allowing it for the death save because it has the word save in it.
Okay.
Nice.
It doesn't. It's a recovery check.
Just fuck it.
I am going
to dirty
under the table.
Dude, there's every possibility you can die here.
Yeah.
I know.
But you'd have to roll 2 natural ones.
Don't tempt him.
Well, no, actually, a 1. If you roll a 1 and a 2, you deserve to die. Because it is DC 12 to recover.
DC 12. Here we go.
Fail.
Flat check. 2 die. This... Ramius. He did get smashed. His ribs are broken.
His back is broken.
I got a success.
Ooh.
So, dying 1.
Okay.
Nice.
With a 12.
What was the other one?
A 3. Wow.
Tempting fate.
Okay, dying 1. All right. Yes! That's huge.
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 Huge. Huge. It is Giant Snail Thing's turn.
Thank you so much. Was that from Salt Lake? Was that one from Salt Lake City? I can't remember. No, that was Cake Eater. That was from... it was Salt Lake City. Thank you.
Man, this is nasty poo-poo here. 3 of you over there. Brother Ramius is lying there.
Unconscious.
Yeah, unconscious. Could swim after Talitha.
I mean, he looks so dead.
What's this thing? Controlled. That's not right. You don't have the controlled condition. All right, so you're wounded one, swimming to shore. You're lying on the shore. You're unconscious and dying.
Quick morale check on the creature. Does it want to run in fear?
Seem like it. Hasn't really taken a lot of damage.
Per se.
As it were. Nor has any of the little chunks of it. Shapers and chips. It is going to... This is so horrific here.
Oh, I will say you did take 1 fork that was not generous and when you came down to hit Brother Remus. That was smart tactics.
Yeah.
To win the fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to play the intelligence of the creature while also
putting up a good fight here. All right, so let's see. Check out my range here from the.
We did the Luke Skywalker in Empire.
Who?
You, us.
Yeah, the roll off. It's great. It's a great move. You roll off a surface, and you don't know what happens. Are they dead? Are they alive?
Yeah.
Are they drowning?
Will they drown when once they get off the map?
Who knows? Is there a waterfall off the map?
Will the piranhas come to eat us?
Who knows?
That's what I was going to do when I was hanging onto that rock.
Let go?
Let go and go to the shore.
Yeah.
But then both of you went down. It's like, and that would take me out of range. It's only 30 feet. So it's like, I gotta stay here and heal.
All right, it is going to move towards Asta.
Oh my God!
Get out of here! Get away from me!
Dude, Troy hates Sydney so much.
Troy hates so women.
Get away.
Don't clip that. I love
him. I love him.
That's my friend.
I love women.
You should have seen me in my panties.
That's my friend.
I loved him all the time. Here comes a pseudopod to the face.
Boom!
Natural 2.
Ooh.
Yep, that was a d20. So it's going to be a
Troy's dice
miss.
Like
okay. It has one more action.
That's huge.
It's going to leave? The second action
it leaves? It'll probably command one of its minions. Almost certainly.
Yeah.
So embarrassed.
Probably. It's got three minions. It's going to sitting on those dangerous
just
rocks.
Just
kind of
chilling on those rocks.
Those rocks are dangerous.
Slippery.
Let me see what their speed is.
I wonder if those minions can like suck
back
on.
Ooh. Hate that.
All right, I'm gonna take it with the map, a second strike, with the pod. Here we go.
Friend of the pod.
23 to hit.
Yeah.
Okay. Why are you mad?
I'm mad!
Why are you mad?
I swam away. I rolled off a rock and swam away to get on shore, and it came to shore.
Yeah. Boom,
13 points of bludgeoning.
I'm down.
Jesus.
And because you were wounded, you go to dying.
At least
dying
you're not in the water now.
Two.
Yeah.
At least you don't drown.
Dying two.
Thanks, everybody. You're so right.
At least you're dying on land.
Thank you.
Wounded one takes you to dying.
At least we'll find your body. Until the snail creature consumes it.
Am I still sickened?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
for like five rounds, you can't barf when you're dying.
The rest of your known life.
You can't barf when you're dying. Yeah. You're so right.
You could
rest of your known life. It's Hubert's turn.
Okay.
Oi. Ziva.
Ziva.
This doesn't look too good. Where's Talitha going? You think she knows how to swim?
You know what swimming is?
Sure. You get in the runny bits.
Get in the runny bits.
And do a dance.
Hubert, get in the runny bits.
Runny drips. Oh, no, Mother always said never step in red runny drips. I never forgot her saying that. Never do it. Do it. She was odd.
Red runny drips.
Yep. Stay away from the red runny drips. You never know. Hey, Mother. Walked in on her in the bathroom.
The red runny drips?
Yeah.
Hubert,
okay.
What? Shut up.
No. You're gross. That's not what I'm talking about. That's my turn.
Bomb bad.
It's Buggles' turn.
I would have something to say if I wasn't dying.
I wish we killed him.
Buggles.
For a while, most of this episode, I was glad Talitha was dead.
Buggles is stupefied.
Oh no.
Kula Khan vacates. It's like,
too soon.
And with his what senses he has, he's going to try to do a I'm gonna try to do an ignition on the snail.
Okay.
Do my flat check.
The range now is crazy.
Hate it.
65 feet away. 60 feet.
That is a 21 to hit.
That is a hit.
Okay.
Okay, 21 is its AC.
That's right.
Okay.
We have to. That means we have to roll higher than 21.
Yeah, easy.
That's the catch.
Now that I know what it is, I can just do that.
Do it.
If I don't know what
Action
it is,
Kate.
I just do whatever.
Action Kate.
Action Kate. Natty 14. Let's go. 6 points of fire damage.
Boy.
And with my third action, I'm going to try to use Mage Hand to pick up Talitha's crossbow.
Oh,
nice.
Made it.
So a hand appears right above the crossbow and just grasps it.
Yeah. Okay. Lifts it up out of the water.
Okay.
Nice.
It is Zephyr's turn. Range good?
Yeah,
longbow.
speaking of range, it's now outside of the first half of my first range increment.
Okay.
So I'm going to use an action to dismiss, get out of monastic archer stance so I don't take a penalty. Because I can use every point I can get.
What is that action?
What is it technically called? It's with the remaster. Dismiss, yeah, the just dismissing. Gotcha. So rather than needing to break a rule and like drop my bow or stow it, gotcha. I can just use an action to get out of the stance. So right. She, I don't know, wiggles.
That's what it is.
Ooh, gotta get out of the stance. Ooh. Regular old shot with the longbow.
Let's go.
Regular old shot.
That's a 12.
Oh my god.
What's your bonus? Minus 2?
Plus 8.
It's plus 8?
Yes.
Oh, God. I thought it was plus 7 this whole time. I'm like, it's got to be.
That would have been respectable for some reason. Plus 8.
The highest bonus on the show.
Your dice are in Call of Cthulhu mode.
Yeah, right.
I actually do pretty well in Call of Cthulhu.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Roll under. You roll low.
Oh, shut up.
All right, I'm sure you'll hit it with the map.
Second one. Oh, let's roll some regular dice.
That's not a regular dice. That's a boulder.
That's a miss, but it's better. So good. It's still a miss.
Good.
Good.
All right. Good. So that's two
When
actions.
I play roulette, I'm glad when the number next to mine hits.
Oh, that's three actions.
Close.
Because I used an action to get out of the stance.
Yep.
All right. So she's just, you know, throwing. She's continuing to practice.
Feel free to jump in the river. It seems to be popular
she
nowadays.
She might throw herself in the river next round.
Asta, get back in the river.
Highly recommend the river. It's bad on land, apparently.
It's round 5!
And Asta, I moved you in the initiative order. You now will roll your death save right before a giant snail thing, which gives Talitha and Brother Ramius a chance to raise you. But Brother Ramius is still unconscious. Talitha, you're swimming.
Swimming is a generous word for what Talitha is doing.
Yes. Flailing around.
Flailing around, trying to grab for sure. All right. I will attempt to swim to shore once more.
Okay. First action. Swim check.
It was on a natural 20, and then it just tipped off. Fail.
Boop. Boop. You go 10 feet down.
Further down.
Second.
And from this angle, now that you're standing there, you notice around the bend of the river starts to turn, and there's a waterfall.
I called it. I called
when
it.
When did you call
when
it?
Did
I
you
said
call
call
it
in
your
I said, head. Off the map, there's going to be a waterfall. I said it.
She said it.
Look right
Francis,
where I'm pinging there.
Roll that clip back.
Why next would you second say? Action swim will be a 16.
16. All right. So you. Oh, you get a little bit closer. Right. Oh, it's getting wide again.
Did you take the multiple swim penalty?
You didn't take the MSP.
Okay.
MSP.
Nice. Third action 12.
The MSP
12. Okay. So blonk. Oh. Wonk, you go down another 10 feet. And you see that as you go further down, the shore is getting further and further away from
you. Yeah, dude, it's so dangerous. Rivers are so dangerous to be caught in without... Oh, man.
Your turn.
That is Talitha's turn. It is now Brother Ramius' turn. Brother Ramius, you are dying one after your success.
Let's go, Norse Foundry.
You no longer have
Sons
luck.
Bitches.
And let's be honest, you never did. Because you're you.
Yeah, but Brother Ramius is not. He is protected by the Keeper in all things. He's going to stabilize right now.
Yep. Brother Ramius!
He hears a voice.
Good luck.
That is a fail. Dying two.
Oh, God. You heard Huber, and you're going towards the light.
Yeah, exactly.
He chose to go towards the
light. Hear Hubert's voice drove him closer to death.
Speaking of death, it's Asta's turn. Gosh. Asta is at dying dose?
Yeah.
Thanks to the wounded condition, a critical failure here would permanently kill you. So a 1 or a 2.
Or a 2.
My God.
I have same
I
as
keep
last
forgetting
time.
This is part of the game.
I have PTSD because I thought I was going to be fine last time.
Mm-hmm.
I just rolled.
Yeah, there's 18 other numbers you can roll. You
I
know?
Just rolled all of my d20s and I got under 10 on all of them. So I'm just going to go for it. 18.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
All right. Asta. So you move to dying one.
Dying one.
Which is amazing.
She's got a lot of heart.
Yeah.
A lot of soul.
Lots to live for.
Yeah.
Unlike Lucky.
Unlike Lucky.
This is tense.
Who sucked?
Dead inside.
Fuck. All right. The snail. It's the snail's turn.
Oh. Why was I so worried? The snail's just going to kill me.
No, it's just
But
gonna,
you're, maybe it, you
dude,
look
at
dead.
At this point, it's just
dumb.
Bored. It's going to. Go into the water.
Yeah, disappear for a while.
Two bodies there. Let's go make some more bodies.
comes over there and shoots one of its chunks at Zephyr. Here's a Zephyr chunk.
Is there no limit to its chunks?
There's gotta be a limit to the chunks.
There's a limit to your chunks.
All right. This love that song.
Francis really likes that
song. James Blake's off.
19 to hit.
Miss.
Oh! Wow.
Dodge it.
If there's one thing I can do, it's not get hit.
All right, so here's what happens. The chunk does not hit you for damage. However, it still appears in the space next to you. It just like hits the rock and just...
Hello there.
No, not another one.
I'm here to slowly kill you.
So now there's four of these chunks, Lana.
Oh, look, it's Jason Hubert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Baby Hubert.
Oh, look at you. What's your name, little fella?
And that was three actions. Toss that shit. Hubert says,
oi, look at you. What should I do there, buggers?
Kick it into the water.
Wait, maybe I can swing my tail in it.
And he just goes, boom, and swings his tail and hits it for a 26 and kills it.
Wow. All right. Hubert.
He did so many times.
Boy.
This whole
oh, look
time,
at me.
One hit. They all have one hit point.
Look at me. Huh?
I couldn't hit it.
It had one hit point.
Why couldn't, two attacks.
Hey, why couldn't Brother Asta do that with a katana? She struck
so
at it multiple times and then decided to roll into the river.
This whole time I wanted him to help, and he did, and now it's like...
Now I'm mad.
We're never going to hear the end of it.
It's just to show us up. That's the only reason he did anything.
I just swung my bushy at him. Killed him in one spot.
He's been the most helpful so far.
Yep.
One spot.
Swung my bushy.
It's the only one to kill anyone.
Yep.
Look at old Human Edge. I'm an adventurer now. Oh, I think I just leveled up.
Buggles turn.
Hubert had just made level 4.
What the?
I need some XP.
Buggles is going to spend an action. So with the mage hand, it was able to move the crossbow 20 feet closer to him. So he takes an action to grab the crossbow.
Okay.
His last two actions.
Something to remember me by.
Yeah. It's like Delatha! Delatha! And he is going to try another ignition.
Okay.
Let's check.
No.
I got a natural 20. Oh, another flat check.
Of course.
This always happens. Now.
First.
Nope. No. Just can't hit anything.
It is Zephyr's turn. Zephyr, end of round 5. There are little things everywhere.
Zephyr! Just do what I did. Hit him with your
bushy. I don't have a tail, so...
Oh.
Guess you have to have a tail to make a hit.
Bending about?
If you kill it now, you might have a chance to recover my body at the bottom of the waterfall.
Did Hubert not know what a tail was?
What's that?
Okay.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Read this waterfall. How many feet are we talking? They're like
how
Angel Falls or like
Niagara.
How can you possibly see?
You can't see over the edge. You just see the world drops off.
It might
off.
Just be 5 feet.
You've never been more sure.
And then the river continues.
I hope it's 5 feet.
The world is flat.
Is that Hubert talking or is
that? Okay. In that moment, Talitha's never been more sure that the world is flat.
Talitha's so smart too, so yes. I believe her.
And I don't know what the word tail is.
All right, now that the snow...
Oh, got runny drips all over my bushes.
You have anything else to say, Hubert?
Sorry.
Are you okay over there?
I have to dry that later. You bushy.
All right.
Now that the snail is closer to me, she's going to hunker down and get back in monastic archer stance.
There you go.
Try to hit.
Why did
the
you get
thing
out of
again? Because in monastic archer stance, I need to be within the first half of my first range increment my bow, which is why I use a longbow because I have a bigger range than I would with a short bow. So it was 65 feet away. It's between 30 and 50 feet it needs to be.
Basically. First action, back in the stance.
20 and 50 feet, sorry.
Okay.
I measured. It's 25.
Yeah.
So back in the stance.
Front.
Here we go.
You got this.
Flurry of flows. Let's just scroll down here. Let's just do
a new one.
Let's do this dice. Get this out here.
The mystical Kate die.
Yeah. Don't tell them that. Only if I roll good, then be like, it was the Kate die.
Yeah.
Oh.
Fucking Jesus.
I can't believe this.
I mean, this is. We've had some really, truly.
People are going to die.
I just. I'm not having fun.
Yeah, I don't blame it at all.
And she was the most positive out of it.
And I rolled a natural one.
Oh my god!
Kate! Kate dice! You can get them on tour.
For all your natural one.
For all your...
It's, you realize, it's officially unprecedented
statistically.
Fumble.
That is eight consecutive misses. Eight consecutive.
You're counting?
I counted.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It is a statistical anomaly.
Yeah, I guess so.
So it is definitely bad luck.
What do you have to roll to hit?
Well, you'd have to roll a 13.
I have to roll a 13.
13 to hit. Yeah. Eight consecutive. Can't get over 13.
Well, I mean, I got over 13 on my second hit.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Which needs to be a higher map.
Picking them up.
Right. Yeah, that's true. So. Okay, this one from Tom in Madison, Wisconsin.
Oh, Madison.
Hello, Tom.
Should have cashed out.
Oh, man.
I think she would have if she didn't travel through space and time, doesn't know where she is.
Is this your first attack?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Oh.
Should have cashed out. Oh, this is great. Now I get it. Your attack misses your target, and you take damage equal to this attack's map. Should have cashed out. Like, you should not have taken that attack.
Oh.
So, but you're fine. So no damage.
No. Wow.
First attack. Yeah.
So if you took it as your third attack, I could get a natural 20. And you get a natural 1, you pull that.
10 points. Ooh, 10
points
of damage.
That's because I've been doing that. I've been like, fuck it.
That's a really fun one.
Wow. Just roll
that's good,
one.
That's good fumble.
Thanks, Tom.
Yeah. Should have cashed out.
Y'all been there.
All right.
That was fun because it didn't do anything.
Second attack.
All right. Second attack.
For you or the creature.
Kate dice. You get a natural 1.
But then.
When it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it did matter.
Well.
Things are going to kill off.
It's over.
Yeah.
Ooh, this is going to hit.
What?
This is going to hit.
What?
It's a 21. Yeah.
No.
With the map?
Yeah.
That's a hit.
18. Yeah. 18 plus 3.
Yep. 18 plus 3.
Da, da. Let the cake be Kate.
What do I do when
action
I hit?
Kate.
I roll damage.
Again.
What do I do when I hit?
Action,
I
know, it's been Kate. So long.
Action Kate.
What do you guys
action
do when Kate. You hit? You
do
roll
the
damage?
Damage. The most
roll the damage.
Damage.
What do you guys
okay,
do?
Now I roll the damage.
Wow. Streak is over.
3 points of damage.
All right.
Yay.
Yay!
Baby steps.
This is completely unmodified.
So she hits it finally, side eyes to Hubert, being like, see?
You are great.
So that's two actions. Or no, wait, I got back into monastic archer stance, which is one. Did fill your blows, another action.
Blow again?
Yeah, I'm just going to go again.
Can you blow again? Can you flurry a blow again?
No, I can only do it. It has a trait. What is the flourish trait? So you can only do it once.
Flourish around.
One jump.
Around. So yeah, just going to try this again. Nope.
Okay.
It's okay. You
okay,
hit.
It's okay.
That's all right.
That's
one of them hit. Breaking the curse.
At least it was a short turn.
Now goes to Talitha, who sees the rapids up ahead.
I don't know what that is.
And you're getting pulled towards the rapids. So every failure now will pull you diagonally in that direction.
All right, here we go. Okay, 11.
You have a negative 1 to swim?
Yes.
Oh.
Boy.
Why did you jump in the water?
Yeah, man.
I was going to die otherwise.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
So Talitha's off the map now for listeners.
Talitha's off the map?
She's off the map.
You're off the map. Can you see yourself now?
Yeah.
I was going to say, that would be terrifying.
All right, second swim.
Oh, my God.
Natural 3.
Cool.
Third attempt to swim.
Oh my god.
Wait. What's the penalty for a critical?
Wait, flight? Don't you get a save for one of these? Or no,
you,
it's not.
You go
a save.
Under the water and you have to hold your breath.
Is that what if. Did you critically? Oh, you didn't critically fail it, right?
Yeah.
What did you roll?
2.
Oh. If you're holding your breath, you lose one round of air.
Oh.
But you're not holding your breath.
Oh, okay.
So you're good.
Okay.
You make no progress as a critical failure.
Yeah.
All right, I think I have to turn and swim upstream now.
Ah, okay.
Oh.
Because I.
So the check will be harder.
I don't want to go down the waterfall.
You'll travel less distance.
Yeah,
you're
probably.
Swimming against the current.
Yeah, I mean, don't stress too much about that. It just allows you to kind of control which direction you're going. Right now, you're being pulled back towards the middle of the map. And I will tell you, the edge of the map is the falls.
What?
I'm off the edge of the map.
No, I'm at like the edge to the right.
Oh, I see.
Like essentially.
I want to. So I want to. Whatever is. Oh, the waterfalls are on the eastern corner.
Yeah, you're getting pulled.
Well, then I'll continue to swim west.
Okay. Or try to.
And then the natural 3.
My goodness gracious.
Oh, my God.
You're so off the map.
Thanks. You know what? It is kind of incredible, like, how bad we rolled that we're all still alive. And, like, Yeah. Combat's still going. Yeah, that is kind of
speaking
incredible.
Volumes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To our credit.
Yeah. To our credit, we're still alive.
So in that sense, maybe we're doing pretty good.
I don't want to say best party ever. Uh-huh. That's the end of what I'm going to say.
Don't take it out on the party. Just take it out on our ability to roll dice.
Yeah, the dice rolling is
quite
it's
bad.
It's real bad. It's real, real bad.
I don't know if you've ever had this experience, Troy.
No, I don't know what it's like. At casinos, I know what it's like. Brother Ramius, you're dying too.
Oh, we're back.
Yeah. You're unconscious on a rock.
My heart's pounding. We're down to the one die.
If I had had every dying character fall into the water, you'd all be dead.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, we could have made our saves.
Yeah.
Not the way we're rolling right now, but...
One die.
To rule them all.
All right, here we go. Just natural one, natural two.
Wait, but do you have bit of luck?
No, he used it.
You used it already.
Yeah.
I used it.
On the first.
Oh, I forgot. They're still looking down the barrel of permadeath.
Natural one, natural two, Brother Ramius permanently dies.
Okay.
Come on, buddy. Fail. Dying three.
We make it fun, though, right?
Yeah. It's like, fun. It's a whiplash of, like, wait, who's going to die now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, yeah. Now it's going to be your character?
Every round, somebody else is going to die.
Wait, now you're up and you're going to die?
This is a soap opera where every single, like, turn, someone else is in the hospital. Like, we're always in the hospital for some reason.
It's General Hospital.
It's General Hospital.
Oh, yeah.
You need healing. It's too risky now because now it's DC 13.
There is no way to be healed.
Yes, there is. There's one way.
Buggles.
Too far.
Oh, you are too far.
Yeah.
As is Asta.
Buggles would have to start leaping across. Well, let's see what happens. It is Asta's turn. Asta, you are dying one.
Yeah. If I want to use the bit of luck, do I have to, like, announce it before I roll die? Or can I roll and then be like, really bad roll, I want to use bit of luck?
Use it pre-announce.
Okay. I think I'm going to hold.
Use it.
You think I should just use it?
Yeah, because if you fail, you're undying too. But if you succeed, you're stable.
Okay, I'll use it. I'm gonna use bit of luck. I'm gonna roll twice. Thank goodness I did. That was a two. Ooh. So here we go again. 18.
Okay, you are
stable.
Wounded two.
And I am unconscious. I don't pop back up to one.
Wait, I'm sorry. I thought you were dying two.
No, I'm dying one now.
Yeah, she was dying two. She passed last time to go to.
Oh, you passed last.
Yep.
Great.
All right, so now you've passed dying one. A critical hit on you at this juncture will permanently kill you now that you're wounded two.
Am I awake?
You are awake.
Okay.
No.
You're not awake. I am unconscious.
You're unconscious and stable.
Oh, is that what it is? Oh, you don't get. Yeah, okay.
I'm really in a bad spot. I wish I died.
At least the snail isn't near you now.
You're also sickened.
And I'm sickened.
Okay. It is the giant snail thing's turn.
I'm so upset.
My God.
Fucking nasty, this thing. All right, let's get these people on shore here. Let's move a little bit closer. Just move a little closer. Right up to Zephyr.
Move a little bit closer. You're my kind of snail.
Right.
Who's this now? Zephyr?
Yeah.
I can't see because I'm dying.
Oh, I was like, what do you mean?
It's moved up.
Yeah, I can no longer see anyone on the map now that I'm off the map.
Yeah, he took you off the map.
I mean, it's amazing. It's kind of very jarring. All right, pseudopod.
Could we get a Order the Amber Die style status on the snail as far as its health?
How does that work?
It's either...
Bloodied or...
Is it hurt or... Because we know it's hurt. Hurt means it's taken any damage, or near death. Yeah. Means it's within one reasonable hit of any of
it
us.
It still looks pretty strong.
We, like, really didn't
we
do much
hit,
to
you're
it.
You're the only one to have hit it.
You guys have been hitting it for, like, three damage here and there.
Because we're second level. Other reasons.
Pseudopod on pseudo-elf.
Good. That's good.
It's true.
28 to hit.
Regular success.
Regular
hit. Success. Just a plain old hit.
Okay. 11 points. Of bludgeoning damage.
All right.
It has one action left. It will move up to be able to attack both you and Hubert Hedge. And it is Hubert Hedge's turn. Oi! This doesn't look good. I don't like this.
Hit it.
I seeing mean, this up close.
Keeps a remarkably calm demeanor.
Not as cute as I thought it was.
All right, Hubert. This is your time to shine. I'm starting to get the feeling they don't care for old Hubert. This happened from time to time with Susan. She'd give me a funny look now and then. We wouldn't talk for a few days. Starting to feel the same way. Gotta prove my worth here, as it were.
All right, Brother Amos. Let's see what old Hubert Edge can do. Pardon me. Whoop. And he leaps over to the rock. And then he leaps again to this rock and moves to the edge. And has no way of helping you.
That's amazing.
So, oh.
I was like, if he pulls out a healing spell, I'm going to flip out. Right.
He reaches out. Oh, I'm just doing what you did. Oh. It's working.
This is what it looked like.
It's working.
And it's Buggles' turn.
Okay, Buggles.
Boom.
The aura reappears.
Yes.
And the Ku'ula Khan gets a bearing on the situation and tries to ignite the, I guess, I mean.
You have no ranged healing, right? It just comes out when you.
I can restore the mind when my psyche is unleashed, but it's only within 30 feet.
And unleashing the psyche is an action?
Yeah.
All right, so it's not like you can move.
Well, no. Unleashing the psyche is not an action. Restoring the mind is an action.
Okay. Because I'm trying to think, like, if you moved within 30 feet and then ignition, then could you...
Then he's out of action.
Then you're out.
Because ignition is two actions.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I'm just like, I'm gaming it for
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Could Zephyr get some health back, though?
For sure. That was my plan. Okay. So, ignition. Yeah, 20.
Oh, damn it.
I just rolled a nat 20.
Okay. And
20. Yeah, I mean, we have to lower these things' ACs. You should trip it.
Trip the snail in the water?
Why not?
I mean, now that it's next to me, maybe.
She'd have to
trip
roll.
It.
She'd have to roll.
Right now?
We know it has a crappy reflex.
Excuse trip me.
A snail.
Excuse me, I'm gonna trip the snail.
Okay.
Right now.
Okay. And you got 4 hit points back.
Thank you.
It might be immune to prone. Which
it's
would be
a
funny
snail.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't imagine.
No, it had legs. Yeah, but it's not a true snail.
Oh, you're right.
It had like centipede legs.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Man. This is rough.
Yeah.
It's Zephyr's turn. Zephyr, you're right next to this thing. Brother Ramius is... I mean, the odds of you dying now are so insanely high.
Yes. The odds of him not dying are very low.
It's my turn?
Yeah.
Whoa, I feel like that was really fast.
Well, everyone's dying.
I know.
No one's able to, like, attack. Not
suddenly, it's my turn again.
Not much
time. Speaking of trip, since I'm next to it, and I'm just looking at monastic archer stance right now, when I'm in this stance, the only strikes I can make are with my longbows, or sharp bow, whatever. So I would like to, before I take a few steps back, try to trip it using one action.
They might have been kidding.
Ooh. I think that was a joke. Because...
This is not the time for jokes, Joe.
That's true. That's true.
I don't know. I wasn't joking.
I don't think he's joking either. I think it has a little reflex save. It is on legs.
If it were to
can
fall,
it be trippable? It's kind trippable. Of unsure.
I mean...
The only thing with trip is that it the target can't be more than one size larger than me. And this looks big, but not more than one size larger.
It's large, right?
It's one size larger.
Yeah.
So it's not more. Yeah.
I also think you probably can't do it in monastic archer stance.
Why?
Because it is an attack.
The only strikes, capital S strikes, I can make.
Yeah, I know.
That's okay. True.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. I won't trip it. I'll just move.
I don't know.
Trip is its own action with the attack trait.
Yeah, I don't know if it gets... I remember in 1E there were bonuses for like creatures that had multiple legs, like more than two legs. But I don't see that in here anywhere, at least in the summary.
It may be like by the rules it would work. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, all you're doing is, I mean, trip is the name of the action, but in this case, you're just trying to knock it over. You know?
And you have no way, you have no healing. You don't have arrow that can hit someone and heal them.
That would be awesome.
That would be wild.
Speaking of Baldur's Gate.
That shit's in Baldur's Gate.
It's awesome.
That would be wild. No, if I can't trip, or even if I could, I was just going to try to move 25 feet away and then try to hit it again. Or I guess it's in front of me. Okay. I'm just going to try to use my fists. I don't know. Can I trip? No?
Yeah, if you want to.
Yeah, I want to try to trip it.
Okay.
Foul up its legs.
So it makes a reflex.
You make an athletics check against its reflex
DC.
17.
Fail. But in your defense, it was a really bad idea.
That you didn't have.
That's the last time I'm taking ideas from you, Joe.
I just threw it out there. I don't know.
Also, can't trip a large creature. You should have known that.
Also, we're saying we don't have any...
You certainly can trip a large creature.
But, like, the odds are so stacked against you.
Also,
we also knew it had a bad reflex save.
Yeah, it's worse save.
It's taking advantage of it.
Just think, you're one that likes to picture the reality of the situation, like...
All right, you son of a bitch.
Like trying to trip this thing with 40 legs.
Well, you don't like the reality of the situation. You just go by the book. So it's like, based on the numbers, it's probably easier to trip it than to hit it.
What is your athletics bonus?
+7.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Before we forget about things that we have, though, we have fruits of the sapling rod that we planted back in the Thinlands. We have a means of healing, somewhat.
If we can get to each other.
Who has the fruits?
You have to eat them,
I know that.
Shoot it into his mouth.
But, if I have... if somebody feeds me one, I'm just thinking out loud. We don't have healing potions,
I don't understand how you can eat when you're unconscious.
You have Talitha, 17 rounds, and she can swim back to your side of the shore.
Liquefy it and then inject it with the
I was just asking who has the fruit.
Shoot it and spit it into your mouth.
I might have some fruit, but I'm not interested in eating any right now.
Okay.
Zephyr moved 25 feet down the coast that she's on. Mm-hmm. So now she's 30 feet away from Snail Boy.
Okay.
And she's going to, while still in monastic archer stance, let's do the Blurry of Flows again.
Yeah.
Do it.
Okay. Let's just do it.
Okay.
Blurry Flows. Do you want one of my die?
Do you want one of my die?
You want me to touch your dice?
Try something different.
You can pick one. Just have, we're all here to have fun. You want the baby
one?
I'm
going to use the tiny, unreadable one.
Yes.
All right, here we go. 19 for the first one. Second hit, as Sydney would say. It's a 15.
What's funny to me is you would look at the die and then squint at your screen.
I don't know why. It just goes with that. I got to squint. Those are good rolls.
Those were good rolls.
It wouldn't have hit it
even if it was tripped.
Yeah. So that's her turn. She tried to trip. She moved and... still practicing.
Let me just zoom the map out here for the top of round 7.
Use it.
As Talitha.
Okay. First swim attempt. 16.
Ooh. Okay.
Okay.
Where do you want to move?
Back towards the western shore.
Directly west.
Directly west.
Okay.
Can we not see her on the map?
Yeah, I feel like we can't see her now.
Why don't you move to the eastern shore?
I mean, it's amazing.
Because that's the waterfall.
You guys think Talitha's gone.
Yeah, maybe the waves.
But wait, can the audience see?
I can see me, so if you're me.
Yes, can you see the audience waterfall?
The audience can see. I see
black space.
On black space.
Okay. Audience map here, yeah.
Okay, second attempt to swim. Natural 6, 5.
Okay, so.
I think we all need a break. We need to...
take a breather. A
couple weeks in Key West.
Yeah.
Come back, finish this episode.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Natural 16 on the third.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
And you swim closer.
Okay.
Oh, my God. How far are you now?
I'm about, 20 feet. Oh, no.
Oh, jeez.
10 feet from the shore, right?
Okay.
Okay, that's doable.
15, maybe.
Oh, man.
It now goes to the brother
farther from the waterfall.
Brother Ramius. Let's just take in the scene here. Now you're dying. You're dreaming. Talitha is being swept down shore towards a waterfall. Struggling this past round, is able to get slightly closer to possible safety, but is alone with no help. Although Zephyr is kind of making her way down there. You're about maybe 50 feet away or so. You could, in a round, get close enough to Talitha to maybe aid her if she got close. But this creature is still so very much alive, and any damage that's taken from you guys has been abysmal. Buggles is now by himself, and it's just, you know, it's just not popping for Buggles because he's the only one that can is doing any damage. Then you got Hubert Hedge. God bless him. He's trying to get out there to do something. But now he's right next to one of these little amoeba chunks. Asta just woke up but is on the shore and will only get a chance to do something after Brother Ramius.
She's unconscious.
She's unconscious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm okay. I'm just asleep.
Which die are you using?
I'm going to use the Joe die.
Let me see it.
It's sitting on natural 20 right now.
Okay.
All right. Hold it up to the light.
There it is.
Beautiful.
And get ready to roll it.
No.
In just 1 week.
No! Oh, you son of a bitch! You can't do that! Not to me and not to this audience!
I think we all need time to make backup jokes.
Key West, here we come!
We'll see you, Key West! Key West!
Big break!
Crack a brewski, make a backup character.
Oh, on the plane there.
It's time to make your membership official. Become an official member of the NAISH today at jointhenaish.com. That's jointhenaish.com, where you'll get access to exclusive podcasts and live streams you can't find anywhere else. See what everybody's talking about and join the NAISH today at jointhenaish.com.
In the 1970s, John Todd burst onto the evangelical scene with a shocking tale. He claimed to be a former witch, involved in a then unheard of secret organization called the Illuminati, and urged Christians to prepare for a violent world takeover.
First of all, the number one weapon in everybody's home should be a 12-gauge pump shotgun.
Hear the amazing story of one of the originators of the modern-day conspiracy theory. From Magnificent Noise and Sony Music Entertainment, this is Cover Up, the Conspiracy Tapes.
Welcome to a journey into the heart of the Texas Renaissance Festival, the nation's largest and rowdiest celebration of medieval fantasy. But what lurks beneath the facade of tights and turkey legs? Well, we dove deep into the empire to uncover a history marred by mystery and misconduct. Murders, assaults, and other crimes that tarnish its legacy. This isn't just a fairy tale. It's a cautionary tale of power, fantasy, and the consequences that follow when they all collide. Search for Crime Waves Renaissance Texas on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening now.